This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my good gosh, good evening at 7 o'clock, coming to you live from Studio C. Standby, audio levels are changing, things are going on. Marnie's got, what are you doing down there?
Trying to make a cocktail.
She's trying to make a cocktail. All right. In one of our collector's edition mugs. They're lovely.
I don't know where the camera is.
I don't know either. The camera, it's up there in the corner at this point. There you go. It doesn't matter. You would really suck on The Price is Right as one of those girls who does the car. Well, no. Well, that's turning letters.
Stop.
I mean, if you didn't know where the camera is, the new car. And you're like, here.
Oh, over there. Oh, wait. Over there.
Where's the car? God damn it. Where's the car? Tell me, please. Drew Carey, where's the car? My heavens. Well, this is the first time in a long time. I almost started the show with nobody in the studio because I was expecting... Well, here's the story. For you, those of you watching and all the ships at sea, Katie is out this week because, unfortunately, she has a sick little one.
That puked all over herself in bed, according to Facebook.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yes. Not Katie, but the babe.
Yeah, turn it. Oh, sideways.
You have to turn other way.
There. Sorry about that. Oh! Hooray!
So sitting in Katie's chair is the lovely and talented Erin Henderson.
Ernie!
Yes.
Yes, Ernie, as you've heard Al talk about her before.
All of you, really, let's be honest.
Yeah, true, absolutely. All of us have said it. And by the way, she's given us two food options for the evening. We've got Boom Chicka Pop, which is sea-salted popcorn.
35 calories per cup.
And what is that? That's a wedge.
Extra-sharp cheddar cheese cracker cuts. Sans crackers.
It looks like just a big stick of butter. And I'm not opposed to that either. No. That's lovely. Oh, and it's like pre-sliced.
These? Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, crackers. That's... And I don't have crackers.
Mr. Perkins is on his way.
I don't have. I usually don't have crackers.
No,
sauce.
I can put it on popcorn or something.
I'm good.
No, I don't need crackers. I don't need crackers. I'm good.
Don't make Al stop to get crackers. Because then he'll just get more wine.
Ooh.
Well,
and wouldn't be bad either.
If I'm not mistaken, Al, I'm not sure, is Al driving tonight? Or
no, he said he's on his way.
Who knows with Al? It doesn't make any difference. But anyway, Katie's out. Al is delayed because he was at a meeting earlier, so we knew he was coming in late. But oddly, in a strange turn of events, Marnie got here before the show started. I understand.
No. But his what sister, happened to get here on time?
No, no, I'm not doubting it.
I promised Al before. I knew that you were going to be joining us.
I'm just saying that somehow, with whatever measures it took to get her here, Marnie got here before 7. So that, I think, it's worth a bell ring right there.
Lots of them.
Thanks.
It's all good. But the facilitator of said achievement is Erin Henderson.
Well, I think that's super fun.
Aww. She loves it when we talk about her time.
Birthday's coming up and Nurses Week and all of that. We have a Nurses Week card. We have a birthday card. We have dessert for birthday cake, if you will.
And you managed to do all of this?
I just need to say this. Fuck off.
But when did you start doing all this? Tuesday of last week?
No,
you were gone.
Yeah.
You've been gone. Well, we'll talk about you while you were gone in a little while.
The birthday card I got for him quite a while back. Goddamn funny.
Oh, yeah. We'll enjoy all of that.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Do we read it? It says, Daddy, how come my Barbie doesn't have a vagina? And then fat daddy in the chair says, Barbie is a Republican, honey. Wishing you a grand old party on your birthday. Period. Or not. That's very funny. Good work, babe.
Very nice. Where the hell did you find that card?
Oh, my God. At that...
She's a Republican. She doesn't have a
It was the same place that I found the card for his Oscar party. The thank you that I had all of a sign.
Yes.
You know, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't have Tourette's. You're a cunt. it was at that...
Surprise!
Yeah, woo! that new card store that's 32nd Street and Indian School.
It's called like Thingamajiggies or
Thingamajiggies or Who's-a-What's-its or something.
Now, where is it in relation to where the biz was?
Across the street. So it's on the northwest corner.
Across
Indian
from
School,
32nd. Oh, okay. So it's by where the old Maroney Cleaners was.
Yeah, yeah. It's right next to it.
And for those of you that don't live in Phoenix, don't give a shit about where this card shop is. But thank you for tolerating what we're doing here.
And God bless you. If you visit, you can go get a goddamn card.
That's
They're
true.
Funny mm-hmm. cards. But anyway, so I went in there. Gay owned and run and and he was gay.
And again, it's called what?
Thingamajig.
Who's he? What's it? Thingamajig.
something. I'll look
Doodle
it up.
Doodle dangle. Truly, I don't know.
It is like who's he?
Write that down. Here, I'm on it. I'm
who's
on
he wants it. Because I would like to give them a shout out. In fact, I'd like to stop by. My mom would probably enjoy that too if they have good cards.
They have good cards, but it's kind of the store of everything. So it can be
explain to the who's he wants it.
Right. I mean, it's a. But he had there was some pretty good stuff in there. Like I love the magnets. You know, like funny like you do. Yeah.
My
on your fridge
full.
Things like that. So it was a fun store. Lots of stuff in there. Small.
Okay.
But lots of stuff in there. And seriously, just gay as Christmas. It's fun. No, really.
For those of you that enjoy Christmas.
Well.
And some of us don't. Yeah. There's that. Did you find it?
Stand by. I'm no Katie June. Listen, I'm doing my best here, but I'm still getting situated.
I'm friends on Facebook.
Would you like? Do you need the chair to go up? Do you need the mic to come down? Do you need something? Are you good?
Okay.
You're a little stretching up a little bit.
That's okay. I'm working on my posture.
Okay,
it was
good.
My New Year's resolution. I remember that today. May 6th.
Postures and Kegels. You're doing good. Yes. Sit upright and just
and tighten that shit up.
Do you remember that? That was my New Year's resolution. What? I remembered that today.
Yeah.
She says.
Yeah. Wait.
It's good.
It's funny how five.
Seis de Mayo.
Okay, sure.
Isn't that?
Yeah, I just date him. I don't speak it. Good God. Do not.
Funny. I like it.
Oh, funny.
Oh, for the love of everything holy. Where is? Let me refresh my little chat room. Oh, Marnie's girl's in the chat room. Nobody else is joining us in the chat room just
maybe
yet.
Maybe because I'm in the chat room.
Well, no, I'll add myself to it. Who knows?
You
got to join up. Everybody's got to be in there. Oh, the fact that people can see us again for a while because we had a video problem. We're working on that. Some of our video resolution is not up to where it needs to be, but we're getting there. It's not the cheapest thing in the world to do all the technical stuff and make everything work and happen, but hey.
Is this your way of asking for money? Because I can give you some cash.
No, it's not my way at all.
No, I'm being serious.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, nobody's going to turn. Who's going to turn down cash?
Right.
Nobody's going to turn down cash.
Babe, write him a check.
No.
it's not a good one, but I'll write you one. You put it on the wall, but don't take it to the
sure
bank.
Sure is pretty.
Right. You sure got a pretty check.
I'll put that on my wall next to all the other ones that seem to come back.
Yes.
Don't know why.
That's fantastic. Oh, I printed that for you.
No, she's got something to read later.
Yay, I love this.
Very exciting stuff. Well, anywho, we are here in Studio Z. Thank you for joining it. What?
It's called Who's It and What's It? Unique Gifts and Cards.
Can you copy that link and put it in the chat room?
I can.
Do you know how? Oh, you do it all the time.
Yeah,
I'm glad you guys know.
Stand by.
Don't know how to
it's
do
super,
that.
Super duper simple.
Yeah, probably not for me.
It is. There's that, Martin.
Yeah, just saying. I'm not going to lie and pretend like I'd get it down pat. I would not.
Huh?
Nah, it's okay. It's okay.
Everybody's got something to deal with and do. Who knows?
How have you been?
God damn busy.
Yeah.
Running around doing stuff. I didn't have to, you know, it's between fixing this and doing that and doing this. And then I got a whole new project dropped in my lap. I don't recall if I talked about it. No, because this all changed.
Talking about the 20th?
Well, it factors into the 20th. I had a meeting with a client and we were going to talk about a second location for them,
mm-hmm.
and bam, it happened, done. I'm flying to Denver tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Seriously.
Yeah, I fly to Denver tomorrow morning and I get back Friday afternoon.
That'll
so,
be fun.
Yeah, a little crazy, and then I go back up on the 17th, and then I'm there through the 21st. That's just why, program note, for those of you listening, we will not have a live show on the 20th of May because, we aren't going to be here. I'm not going to be here. And you guys really, I mean, you're welcome to come and sit around.
We'll talk into the ship and it won't be on.
It won't be on, right?
Hi, everybody.
You got nothing.
No, nothing.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. Yeah. So, why can't they, are these on?
Yeah.
Right. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's in the chat room. Why?
I'm in the chat room.
Oh, no, I mean, like on the 20th.
No, I know. That's what I mean. Like, I'll be in the chat room alone. Where is everybody? Although, maybe Harrison will be in and not realize it's a recorded show, right?
Who knows? Hell yeah. Who knows?
Right. Well, you guys could chat.
We could.
That's true.
Still
the
talk
chat,
about whatever
the
you're
chat would be live.
That's right.
That's okay. All. That's
okay.
All.
We could pretend.
It. Sure.
Yes.
No, so that I just want to let everybody know as early as I can because everybody has a life and wants to make plans. So the 20th, we're going to we'll be sans show but following up. Then the show after that will be can you believe this? The show after that will be the day after Memorial Day. It's where the hell is the year going? My God.
Seriously, I agree with that.
It's pandemonium.
It is. It's craziness. Hey, last week we forgot this.
What did we?
Asshat Award.
No.
Did you see this?
I thought, what do you mean we forgot it?
Oh my God.
I thought we did it.
No, we didn't. We were talking about nominees and that kind of thing, but I think we should get cute little frames so we can put them up.
Oh, that's what you want to do with that. Yeah. How many did you print?
Oh, I have 20 here. But I'm just saying, like, each week or once a month or something.
We have to do the Asshat of the Week.
Yeah, we can do the Asshat of the Week or...
Ooh, like Andy Cohen does.
Oh, there you go. See, we're trendy already.
Ooh. Watch What Happens Live with Clayton McKee.
Oh, by the by, speaking of trending things.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you keep up, because I don't recall if you keep up. Are you a Drag Race person or no?
No, it's like the one fucking show I don't watch.
Yeah, it literally is.
Seriously, I know it. Yeah.
It's the only show you don't watch. Yeah. And I only watch because it's part of a... I still host the deal at Apollo's on Monday nights for the viewing party. Now, here's what sucks about this for me. So I go through the entire season. We count down from 14 queens. We're down to the top three. They eliminated the final... Elimination was last night. Next week is a recap show. And then the 19th is the finale.
When you're gone.
And I'm in Denver.
You're gone.
I can't even host the final night of what I wanted. But I had to weigh my options. What do I need more?
Seriously. As somebody who's watched Top Model and Project Runway and all the other ones, I understand the significance of not being there.
And then I found out today, I didn't realize this, they actually tonight are recording the finale and announcing the winner, but the way that they do it so that nobody knows who won... They record all three winners,
right.
And I'm like,
oh my God, that would suck so bad.
So they record
it as if I won, and then, oh, wah-wah.
Yeah, you record all three.
Oh. Well, they did something like that with the Project Runway, and wasn't it? And then because the person isn't supposed to let anyone know.
Oh, yeah, right. And then they lost their title because they told everything. People. And they, that was a long time ago, 5 years ago.
Is that probably why they do the deal now?
Yeah. Maybe.
But I don't know why they don't just do it live. Who cares? Like, American Idol's live.
Right. How shitty would that be to record your own winning finale and then
being happy and then find out that you get fucked out of $100,000.
Oh my God.
That's the prize package. It's up to 100 grand. This season.
It may have
been 100,000 last year, but I don't recall.
Ugh, I'm already like on the verge of suicidal. That would just push me right over the edge. Like, what
you have
the hell?
You have to go through the whole thing like you won.
And the emotions and ugh.
Yeah. No, I just think they should have it all live just like they do American Idol and do it and be done with it. But anyway.
Dancing with the Stars. Dun, 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 dun.
So, anyhow, that's on the 20th, but I'll have to watch it from Denver. It'll be all right.
Sometimes there are things that I print off, and I don't fully look at them.
Oh, God. All.
Yeah.
And so there was... startling, this is.
Startling?
No, like really. Really, okay. Really. I think actually I'm going to have two other people real startled because I was.
Oh.
And I'm going to share it for all of you. Anyway, so.
She looks up at the camera.
So there was this thing about U.S. Airways, I believe it was. And so U.S. Airways, and then they showed this picture, and it was this Twitter thing, and they showed a censored picture.
Oh, God.
Oh, I've seen it.
Picture
I've seen
Twitter.
Seen it.
Have you seen the uncensored?
Oh, yeah. Because I looked for that.
I
looked for that first.
Oh, what? Is it a penis? It's got to be a penis if you look first.
It's that. They almost found the plane.
What the fuck is that?
They were looking for that 777.
Can you put it down?
Can you put it down?
Oh my God!
Stop
the madness!
Stop!
Yeah. Oh my God!
That's what I just went through. Good. What? Done. I feel better now.
Comforting to know my girlfriend's got pictures of planes going people's vaginas,
and it didn't break apart.
The plane or the vagina?
Either one.
Right.
Oh, both are built to last. God damn. I don't know what we do with that.
That's very funny. I love it.
Yeah,
and
did you hear, the story behind that picture? No pun intended. What happened? It was apparently somebody, the way I heard it, it came out a few days later, not the plane.
Well, man, but, hopefully that was right away.
There was that. Anyway, no, they apparently somebody had, I think the Twitter page for... U.S. Air had made some comment in regards to something.
I have the whole article.
Okay, you do. Oh, but does it give the explanation?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It does. I just did. I didn't bring it for tonight. I just had was
but
looking
in,
through
in
all the
summary,
stuff I had.
Somebody lodged a complaint. Somebody in customer service.
plane is too goddamn big.
There's no way you could get out of it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There's no way to get out. Oh, Al Perkins has joined us in the studio. Say,
cease. Yeah, there's no screen at all.
Oh no, we're good. We're fully. Live. Yay.
Look at the color.
And the color. I don't know what we're going to do with this. People are going to think he's an imposter.
Your shirt matches my underwear.
Oh.
In case anyone wants to know.
I guess we'll compare that later.
There we go. Anywho, the thing was that the person had voiced a complaint on their Twitter feed, and then a customer service rep volleyed back with something, blah, blah, blah. And then what had happened was that they had attached that picture to this gripe that they had had on Twitter. And then when the person from US Air completely innocently reposted it on their Twitter as if, you know, to show that they were taking care of it.
Right.
It, boom, the picture showed up and it just went boom everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have the internet now and if stuff goes everywhere instantly.
You can take that down, right? You can erase the picture.
They took it down.
But being facetious, because once something's on the internet, it's... I teach my students that. Once it's on the internet,
it's
there forever.
Yeah, unless you've got crazy amounts of money that you can pay people to pull stuff down, because there's a lot of stuff that's actually no longer on... in fact, Al can tell you about this, because YouTube stuff from singers and performers, there's a lot of things that are no longer available because they get their lawyers involved and they licensing fees and they pull stuff down.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy.
Do you want to sign it?
Well, sure I can.
Okay, good.
I'll sign it pretty.
I like it.
Do you want to use this pen so it doesn't smear?
No.
Okay.
It's my pen.
Smear away. that just startling. Just
hi, Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Tyler, I only have 2.5 weeks of school left. 2 weeks as of
how about
tomorrow.
Tyler?
That's right.
But then I'm back at the end of July, so
everybody
don't be jealous.
Everybody kept talking about the out east that everyone was still in school for quite a while. They were like, is Aaron on spring break?
No, that's because most school districts, because people don't go back until after Labor Day, which is in September, but I am back on contract in July 26th this year. And so people do, they usually have spring break right around Easter, and this year Easter was so late that people's spring break was 2 weeks ago, and I'm done in 2 weeks.
Got it.
Yay for me. But then I'm teaching summer school all of June. And
did you see that last week?
Portable masturbation hut.
Oh, that was a topic last week.
I didn't watch. Why didn't I watch last week? Last week my computer crashed and my phone crashed and I had technological nightmare in my house.
That's right.
At least I could still record my reality.
Tyler has about 3 weeks left, he says, to go.
Well, yay.
Good for him.
Very good.
Off for the summer.
Good.
Now, Aaron, do you have any summertime plans? You
do anything? I'm teaching summer school in June, which is not necessarily exciting.
Oh, no.
Because last summer I went to Peru, right? So then you can't really compare Peru, summer school.
Well, that and last summer, while you were in Peru, your house was being remodeled.
Can we just knock on something that doesn't fucking happen again?
Yes.
Thank you.
We don't need that.
We're good with that.
No. I don't really... I don't really have a whole lot planned yet. We take an annual trip to California, so that'll happen in
July.
I'll spend as much time in air conditioning as possible.
Well, that's what you do in Arizona.
I fucking hate the summer and I hate heat. I'm in the wrong state.
Yeah, thanks for living here. You're one of the people.
Climate change started today, so it doesn't matter where you go.
Just today?
Yes.
Just today.
Yes, it just today started.
Somebody finally just said it.
Yep. And it's no longer called global warming. Did you hear NPR? They said you've marketed it wrong by calling it global warming because it's just extreme climate change.
Bill Maher's been saying that for years.
Yep.
It's climate change, people.
It's not just getting
every
hot.
Time it snows. Man-made. Global fucking warming, and now it's cold outside. No, you dumbass. We're having the mildest spring in
we didn't have
history.
A spring. I don't know that you know it. We actually didn't have a winter.
But it's been gorgeous for months. We've only had 100 degree day. It's May 6th. I don't know what planet you live on, but that's a fucking miracle.
Well,
that's
cool. But it never got cold.
Well, yes, it did in November and December. You just don't remember.
Sure.
I don't remember yesterday.
I know.
No, thank God you're a teacher.
Really? Yay!
She doesn't stay mad, which is the fun part.
She doesn't
stay mad at her students. That's right.
Happy Nurses Day.
Thank you.
Happy Tuesday, Clayton.
To the rest of you peasants.
Yes. You don't get a day.
To those without a holiday, happy Tuesday.
Al, it's nice to see you.
You too.
Well,
I'm so excited.
Now that the round table is all fitted, we have Aaron Henderson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins is here. And I'm Clayton McKee, your humble host. As you see fit. So as we typically do, we go around the table. What you've been doing, Aaron, you have been kind of on a vacation because she was gone.
That's how I wrap gifts.
Yes.
And if you look, it's a bow.
Are we going right to gifts now?
Well, he's intrigued.
He's Al.
I'm listening.
Happy other people.
There's nothing in it.
It's just a container. Sorry.
Yeah. That's for you to keep
that
in the...
That's a huge letdown, babe. That was mean.
It's a hopeful box.
I didn't mean it. Keep it in the freezer.
I love it. If found. If returned. If returned, you're a fucking idiot.
And these are for your birthday.
I don't know what I was saying. I was saying you were on vacation
because she was gone for a while.
My dad came over on Sunday and we installed a valve into my sprinkler line. That's what my weekend was.
Okay.
You went to the trunk sale.
Welcome to homeownership.
I went to the Junk in the Trunk Vintage Market, which happens twice a year.
That's two stories you've mentioned. I got to write that one down. Junk in the Trunk.
Junk in the Trunk Vintage
Where
Market.
Where is this place?
It happens at Westworld September and in May.
Westworld.
Wow. Westworld
slightly smaller than Al's house.
Yes,
only slightly. they've made it bigger recently.
And installed handrails. Yeah.
So that handicap can enjoy my ass too.
It's ADA,
otherly abled,
ADA equipped.
We had to do
otherly able
insurance purposes.
Double their way up my ass.
ADA
or roll right in. Depends.
Now that's the safety rope, dear, to get them out.
Got
yeah.
It. I thought you might be able to use this on the app on your iPad.
What
the
app?
One on the far right.
Oh, that is so funny. The Tea Party Manatee app. Defend your constitution.
I thought that would be a fun one.
Okay, so then you've done really nothing but install a valve and pine for your girl to come back to town.
Yeah, I missed her.
All right, well, speaking of pine, yeah. Marnie, yeah,
how, are, two pine trees.
How are things in Guacamara? You were in... how are things in Guacamara? Anyway,
I'm not sure.
One of my grandfather's favorite songs, but you were in the wonderful land of...
New York, New Jersey.
Thank you very much.
That's right. That's right. It was really quite something. It was nice.
You posted a lot about it on Facebook. I assumed it was a good time.
I did. You know, not as much as I actually probably could have.
Sometimes you have to actually spend time with people.
Actually, that's true. That's very true. Planes, trains, and automobiles is the best way I can put it. And you will fucking love this. Like, come on. Asinine.
Yes.
So I...
That was part one. Like, my instructions helpful in any way, shape, or form?
Actually, they weren't for one reason.
What?
I did not fly into LaGuardia.
Okay. I get to
the airport about, according to them, say, let's 10 minutes late. So they... You can't. Oh. You cannot.
Okay.
No.
I just drove her to the airport. That's all I was going to
Say. Like a mad woman.
I drove really fast.
Anyway... So I get to the airport. No, you can't. The flight has already left. So they tell me the flight is gone. You can't get on it. This and that. Oddly, I was getting updates from United, and it actually got canceled. the flight was canceled or left an hour and some late. So even if I had been on it, I never would have made my connection.
Your connections were never going to happen.
Never.
Okay.
So I guess good came out of the bad. I end up staying there, and at 11:30, they're like, God, they thought I had to go to LaGuardia. They're like, well, all we can do is get you on a nonstop to Newark. Okay.
Those
tickets were like $900.
Yeah, they were like $900.
As opposed to the $300 that she paid.
Like $382 or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's, all in all, it's an upgrade.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So,
with a built-in delay.
I get there, of course, because of my luggage is about an hour behind me somehow. And so I'm waiting at Newark.
It's your luggage.
Well, there's that. Such a good point. Anyway, so I get to, I'm standing there waiting for it, and this gentleman at Newark Airport says, well, now where are you going? So I tell him, he says, oh, just take the bus. He's like, why are you going to spend $40 on a cab? Take the bus. It's $1.50. It'll take you right there. Okay. Well, hello, gullible. So
what my thing said to do, too, was the bus was your weight from the bus.
Can I interject? Hey, honey, how many times have you taken the bus in Phoenix, Arizona, where we live?
About 20 years ago, twice. Right. So I'm
not
like,
super familiar with public transit, that one.
Well, no, but I mean, I got onto what they told me to get on, the 62 to Penn Station.
Penn Station. Mm-hmm.
Is where they told me to go.
They told you to go to Penn Station?
Yes. So I'm looking on my phone, and it says that it's 12 minutes to get from Newark Airport to the hotel. Well, it took almost 40 minutes to get to Penn Station on this bus, and I have my luggage, like, you know, of course, so it's not a tiny amount of luggage.
38 pounds?
It was 48 pounds. 48-pound
bag. She has a little measurer.
And then I have my other two bags. So, finally, blur, I'm dragging this shit onto the bus. Planes, trains, and automobiles. I'm fucking John Candy trying to get on this bus. And we go through all the way through downtown Newark. That's pretty.
That's pretty. If there's a place you never need to go again, downtown Newark.
Oh, yeah. Remind me to tell you the story about being on the wrong bus, on the wrong train station in the middle of the night.
Imagine.
I've heard this story.
You know that movie Dangerous Minds? With that one song by Coolio.
Yep.
Been standing most our lives in a gangster's paradise. Okay. That's what it was.
I'm just going to go with this, make it go quicker.
Exactly what it was.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Get to...
You know the song Gangster's Paradise.
I know that song.
I don't remember yesterday, but Michelle Pfeiffer's in that.
No, that's true. I finally get to Penn Station, which I didn't realize was the last stop for this bus, and then I have to get on a train to go to Secaucus.
Do you not have an internet that could help you?
The internet was not working.
And her phone was dead at this point. Because I'm like, where the fuck are you? I don't know where she's staying. I don't know what plane she's on.
Get yourself an extended battery.
Oh, my God.
No, and I actually need to get one of those. My new sister-in-law had the thing. It's like a
stick that's got a charge stick.
Yeah. I need to get that.
Yeah. Not to be confused with a bullet. Totally different.
Right, different.
Mm. Totally.
So, anyway, then I have to take some train into the whole thing. Kidding me.
Well, the fact that you went backwards to Penn Station.
The guy was like, all you have to do is go take this bus. It's the 62. It'll take you, blah, blah, blah. And
well, that's the right bus to get you to Penn Station. You were just going to Northern New Jersey, though.
Mm-hmm.
You, on the other hand, were not going to New York.
No. And I mean, I told him exactly. So somebody said, well, maybe he thought you meant I should never have listened to him. But I did. Instead of just getting in the Uber cab for $35, $40.
Yeah. You'd have been so much better
off. 3.5 hours later, I got to...
12 minutes.
Wow.
I had not slept since Wednesday morning. And I get to... This is Thursday night, basically. I finally got to the airport at like 11... Or I mean...
Hotel.
The hotel at like 11:45. 10 to midnight. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
So, yeah, needless to say, planes, trains, because Frankie came and got me from the Secaucus train station, and automobiles in order to get. So, it's an adventure.
Cheesy Pete's.
Yeah. Wow. But it was a brilliant trip, and it was lovely. We went to the memorial. The 9/11 memorial. That was you had mentioned that you had gone there. It was just a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. And we ate in Little Italy. That was my favorite part, because the last time I had been there, we ate at the Olive Garden, and I don't want to talk about that any further.
Because that story still upsets me.
It really does. Like, I'm still kind of in therapy about that. I don't know how
upsets a lot of people.
I don't know how you go to New York and do that, but anyway. So it was good. It was good. Katie, June, and I went shopping last Wednesday for my little trip.
Oh, we had to get back to the office.
That was very, very
fun.
One
picture so far that you can't really see because she's in the dark, but can I just tell you that I'm not a shopper, so I need to just like send a thank you gift to Katie, June, for the fact that I love you. I'll do anything with you, but oh, for Christ's sake, being in a store
was great about
hours.
It.
Oh,
yeah, no boy,
she was
no.
Great about it,
but so. she got really cute clothes.
Yeah.
Blue pants, bright blue pants.
I wore them to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of, why not?
Oh, she got a hat?
Well, something blue. Ooh. I mean, they're looking for
something borrowed.
I'll post a picture of you in your little hat on the Facebook page.
The Kentucky Derby?
It's adorable.
It was my little Kentucky Derby adorable. Hat.
And it didn't have a sports team on it?
It didn't. No. It's like a little whatever kind of hat. Yeah.
A fufu hat.
Well, not fufu maybe, but different. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so got back yesterday and just been kind of working and sleeping and relaxing and whatever.
And here you are.
Yeah. Yay.
My God. Yeah. And early, Al, you'll be proud of her. She got here early.
I sent a threatening text to her. I'm like, don't make Clayton do the show by himself.
Because I responded.
I told Michael at the room, he goes, well, where's everybody? And I said, I am prepared to start this show alone because it'll be the first time in 2 years I've done so. And I said, Al will be here. I knew you'd be here by 7:30, and I figured you'd be here by 10 after. I'm like, I will be fine. I'll just babble for 10 minutes. And sure as shit, they walk in. I'm like, oh, well, look at this.
I promise.
Yeah, it worked out.
Cheese and popcorn in hand.
That's all you have to do. It's just
and you got me a little. And you got me with cheese. You could lead me anywhere right now with cheese and popcorn.
And I got wine back here too. We are set for life.
There you go.
I seem to think I saw him bring some wine.
Cheers,
in his own.
Cheers to us in our appreciation weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Atta girl.
We appreciate you both. Aww. Lovely.
Love early. Yeah. Now, Perkins, I think you. I seem to think you worked a lot this past week.
I did, and then last night did an on-call shift. I told him that. They were kind of slow, and I'm like, you know, if you don't need me, leave me home. And they put me on call, little fuckers. But it didn't matter because I had to stay sober, so I got a lot of stuff done in preparation for this weekend. So because I was on call and you can't really go anywhere, I got some stuff done and finished planning my trip to Puerto Rico and getting the place set up for that.
I know you told me about this trip
in October. Went to Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
with some friends. And
I don't remember you talking.
I do.
About that.
You
That's
lovely
nice.
Island.
I was just Puerto Rico. You
lovely island. Yeah.
So that's I'm very excited about that now.
Like
now
to
it's
be
all.
In America.
I'm gonna enjoy those pictures. I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. So oh, you're find here. Out, find one. Out about the local flavors
very
and colors.
Nice.
And, but so
I
today,
can tell
today
you
is well. The best way to celebrate my birthday is that they make it Nurses Week too. Because mm-hmm. I should Google that. I guess Florence Nightingale's birthday must be sometime this week because they always seem to.
Well, it would make sense. No. And Mother's Day. And all that, yeah. and all yeah, in the all same week.
I know it's no. just a busy well, it's like fucking week.
It's like Martin's mom, birthday, nurses week, sobriety, birthday, and Mother's Day within like a 2 week.
Just
time
pile it all on.
Pile
and
on.
It's Armed Forces Week next week. If I want to celebrate that with her too,
what is it?
Armed Forces Week.
Oh, okay.
So she was in the Air Force.
Find
so
out?
I could.
It was it's May 12th, and that's why they mm-hmm. seem to always do it this week.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So that is Florence's thing. So what we did today, and one of the reasons why I wanted to be off last night. If I could, so I didn't have to, like, you know, work, go to sleep, get up, and go to this thing, was they do a patient reunion for a nurse's appreciation. So they throw us a lovely dinner, a catered dinner. Aww. We do it up in the there's one part of the hospital that makes no sense. It's got, like, the cardiac part and the prenatal
It's called the
teaching.
Psych unit.
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
Very similar. But it has beautiful panoramic windows that overlook the city. It sits rather high up, and it's very nice, and they bring back patients from the year that get a chance to tell their story. And,
oh, how special.
And they get to, you know, meet us when they're not sick and feeling better, and we get to, like, get a chance to see what it is we
I
do.
I recall you mentioned talking about this, I think, last year, and I believe it was last year. You talked about how emotional...
That was the one 2 years ago. And that's
two
the show
ago.
That luckily we lost because I was such a raving bitch when I got back from it. Mm. But this one was good. It's very nice and getting to meet them. And I know the families more than the patients are
right.
way too
right.
sick to really interact
right.
with them. But
patients sometimes are unconscious during their entire stay at the hotel.
Unfortunately, yeah, by the time they wake up, I'm not their nurse anymore because
right.
they're
out of good. That sure. level of care.
But how nice to be able to say thank you to you.
Yeah,
for that.
And
so
and we get to meet them and
that's
just it's
wonderful.
There are people there that looked so healthy that were like on death's door in at the beginning of the year that were so healthy. I thought it was a brother or something. Two of them. I'm like, well, you can't be the right guy.
Well, cheers to you, Al.
So that
for
was very nice.
Helping them in that process
and
be healthy and alive today.
It was. And the one patient was a gay gentleman and his very handsome husband.
Oh, wow, ding ding.
And I was like, I'm like, that's the guy that I talked that would spend the night all the time. I'm like, brother, I couldn't remember. And then we were talking and I'm like, oh no, they're married. That was like our first officially married couple.
Right.
And we had two married gays like at the same time.
What is that?
Go ahead.
There's something to say. And I apologize for being so titsastic. It's hot in here.
I can turn it down more.
Well, if my boobs aren't offending anybody else, I just
you're
so today
in a room with
so
your girlfriend and two Moes. What do you care?
Yeah.
I'm not offended.
No.
So today, not to interrupt your week, out.
No,
but
that was
it's exciting. It's exciting.
You,
well, you know, it's
yes.
about time.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I was enrolling in my benefits today because it's open enrollment. And I took a picture because this year my school district offers domestic partner benefits. And the screen popped up and said, do you have a domestic partner? And you have to read the affidavit because we don't live together.
Sure.
But how fantastic that was
that's
to be
cool.
able to, like,
that's exciting.
As an employee of a public school, that domestic partner benefits are offered. And mm-hmm. it was pretty special to be able to see that. So
that was very
now
cool.
that is now not that. Living together. Is there a way that you can do you have insurance through your work?
Yeah.
Kind of.
She-ish. She has a high deductible, and then she has insurance.
Kind of.
Oh, so I was going to say, like, all you have to do is have to say you have two residences, but, like, just put a piece
I
of mail.
I read the affidavit thing and the legal, and it's pretty specific. I'm sure it's what everybody else uses to do domestic partner benefits,
sure.
but we have to be living together with the intention of spending the rest of our lives living together. Mm-hmm. We have to both cooperate with the household. You can't be related. It's like you and your mom, but... Mm-hmm. Can't be related.
Can I get domestic partner benefits for my cats? Because they're going to live with me the rest of their lives.
Do you know how much money I
spend
on the dogs?
The whole fucking thing.
Christ. Well, that's why the gays can't get married, you know, because
now
we'll start marrying our pets.
Yes, fuck hamster.
Oddly, I have a story coming up in headlines.
Oh, look at that.
Not in reference to pets, but... Another no, not even a segue.
Well,
occasionally she listens, but this is brought together a year by my friend Jenny, who I'm just completely in awe of her. And... the doctor that I work with at night, and I tell her, like, if she ever leaves that hospital, I need 6 months' notice to find another job, wherever it is she's working. If she goes into some other career, I'm going with you.
Nice.
So, you know what I mean? If janitorial staff is where she's headed, so am I. Like, I just absolutely love working with her, and she puts this on every year, and it's just a lovely thing, and she's just a great person, like, knows when to laugh, smarter than I'll fucking get out.
Really?
Yeah, just nice. And great with families, and...
I would love the opportunity to go back and say thank you to my surgeon for my spinal reconstruction. I would love to be able to...
Why can't you?
Well, I mean, I have. I've sent him, like, a thank you note, and I've gone and done that, but it would be nice to be able to in person... The nurses were really mean to me, so I don't know that I'm going to say thank you to them.
You were that not was, a fan that of was, them.
No, they were so mean to me. They made me cry every day.
That was one of the things that, you know, the patients all said, like, the evil nurses and how long they... And I'm like, yeah, we're not your friends.
No,
like,
they were not my friends. No.
Here to get you better, not be your friend. That makes sense. Friend. Hello, Tomo in the wonderful New Zealand.
Tomo.
Good day, he says.
Oh, I say good day. Yeah.
So that's not one of the, this is not the day to think I'm going to give you any pity for that one, that you didn't like your nurses. Oh, well, you're alive.
No. Touch. I don't need any pity for that.
That's funny.
Clayton, you're weak?
I am. Thomas says there's a little static in the audio. Well, I don't know where it's coming from because I don't hear it in studio. It may be coming from the live stream of the audio only. I'm not sure. But I'll look at it here in a minute. Just like I was saying earlier, just my month changed completely with the install going on in Denver. And like I said, I'm leaving tomorrow morning for 3 days. I've been in Denver, the airport. Then I think a flight got canceled. I don't know where I was going to or from. And then they shuttle you the 45 minutes into town. We stayed at a hotel, and they shuttled us the 45 minutes back to the airport to fly out the next day. But I didn't do anything. I was there for like an overnight.
It's pretty.
I've heard the same thing. I mean, it's beautiful right now. Or earlier today, it was 10 degrees lower than here, and today was beautiful here in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So going up Wednesday, Thursday, come back Friday afternoon, and then I leave to go back up on the 17th, come back on the 21st. So, which is, again, why there is, if you didn't hear us say earlier, there's no show on the 20th, the Tuesday, the 20th, because I won't be here, and these kids don't know how to run the show on the technical side without me. Oh, they could talk for 3 hours.
Maybe we
can go
out drinking. Yeah.
He can just leave it on.
Well, we can go get one of those recorders.
Yeah.
You know, and
press play now.
We'll just press play. Like,
I can show you how to record.
Down.
That's easy. That's the easy part. Just boom. We can do that.
We'll do that.
And Harrison is in the room. Hello, my dear.
Hello, Harrison. Hi, Harrison.
It is 7:37. It's the show on Q Talk America. I think we're going to be able to... We're going to attempt this... sorry, Marnie.
No, we're good.
You think you're good?
Doing something else.
She's very busy.
I can't find the picture of Marnie in the hat. I've been looking.
Sorry. I'm sure you'll find it eventually.
Eventually.
You'll get there. All right, 7:37. It's Q Talk America. And these are made-up stories that we have that we talk about. Not all made-up. Some of them are. Some of them aren't. It's headlines on Q Talk America on a Tuesday night. The state won't let this guy marry his laptop.
We have an Ass Hat of the Year award.
Man becomes human chair to aid an elderly woman.
Papa Dick.
Transgender Indian seatbelt safety video goes viral.
It's not my car.
And prisoner 97A6595 is officially released from prison. Go ahead. You got one more?
Yeah. Want to have sex on a church lawn?
Again?
Nope.
Been there, done that.
Oh, wait.
Wow, that's awesome.
Really?
In a church, not in the church lawn.
Even better!
I was a church camp kid. Where do you think I sat on my first?
Well, I don't know.
Church camp, Mingus Mountain.
I don't know. Oh, God. Now the lawsuits are going to start. Jesus Christ. Oh, for the love.
Should happen.
Well, you know, in this crazy age of all of us doing our best to fight for marriage equality, for every person, place, or thing in the world. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard of the name of Mark, I believe it's Sevier, S-E-V-I-E-R, Sevier, whatever. If there's one thing that he loves, it's jerking off. There's another thing it's love, he likes filing lawsuits. The man who sued Apple because it sold him a computer that allowed him to get addicted to porn.
Yes.
Well, now,
fucking idiots.
Now he's getting involved in the Florida gay marriage debate by demanding that he be allowed to marry that very same Apple computer infested with porn. Florida is considering the very serious question of whether it will recognize same-sex marriages or same-sex sex marriages.
Yeah, wow.
Performed in other states, and Sevier has filed a motion claiming to represent other minority sexual orientation groups. I guess people who love electronics.
Or, yeah, right.
Or cars or yeah, whatever the hell.
Yeah, right.
If gay people, quote, have the right to marry their object of sexual desire, even if they lack corresponding sexual parts, apparently he doesn't understand how this all works, he argues, then I should have the right to marry my preferred sexual object, an Apple laptop.
Oh, my God. So, because, wait, did he win the lawsuit against Apple? Because then does Apple, no, does he have to give the money back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because the gay marriage debate is really all about objects and parts and not about relationships, families at all. No, no, no. And the legal benefits that are accrued to married couples? Obviously not. No. It's about just marrying your sexual your desire. Unfortunately, Sevier's 24-page filing continues with a description of his personal relationship with his sweetheart. Well, I mean, his preferred sexual object. And it goes something like this. Over time, I begin preferring sex with my computer over sex with real women. Naturally, I fell in love with my computer and preferred having sex with it overall over other persons and things as a result of classic conditioning upon orgasm, is what he says. Sevier, an attorney and a music producer, has a history of strange legal entanglements, including stalking country singer John Rich and suing A&E for firing one of Duck Dynasty's beardos over homophobic remarks that he had in an interview, which is rather recently.
Yep.
He was suspended from practicing law in Tennessee back in 11 due to mental infirmity or illness.
Oh, that's weird.
Sevier's attempt to marry his MacBook have been squashed for now in Florida.
Is this Joaquin Phoenix in that movie?
Chris Sevier has moved to intervene, apparently asserting his wishes to marry his computer also. Judge Robert Hinkle wrote on an April 24th, perhaps the motion is satirical or perhaps it is only removed from reality. Either way, the motion has no place in this lawsuit. But he's not done yet. He's actually now moved on to Utah, where he's going to try to interject in that state's battle over same-sex marriages. He's a very busy freak.
Mm-hmm. This guy is troubled.
Yeah, troubled. And needs to find a goddamn hobby.
Well, I think he did.
Yeah. Well, not well.
I think job is the word you're looking for.
Well, yeah.
Yes. My bad.
Oh, well, there's this racist ass, Clive.
Oh,
Clive
Jesus.
And Bundy.
Still.
Clive and Bundy. Yeah, this was one that I had the last week, and we didn't get to for the asshat award that we did not give away. Yeah, yeah. And so it just made me laugh very briefly. And if you want to chat about him, you can. I just think he's a fucking waste.
But don't forget his little kicker of an 80s. That's the one that
got... Oh, yeah. Wait, you're talking about Ted, yes?
No, him.
No.
Him.
The cattle guy?
Cletus.
Cletus.
Wasn't his name Cletus?
Cletus Cliven.
Whatever.
Starts with a C.
Anyway, he is now comparing himself to Rosa Parks, is the big thing. And oddly, that's apparently the thing to do if you're a fucking moron who, you know, super, super, super far right.
Is he an oppressed black woman?
Well, or Ted Nugent. We're not sure.
Thank God for Ted.
Because he and Ted Nugent have both, you know, compared themselves to the plights. Rosa Parks.
Which is why you know they're racist fucking pigs.
Totally.
You know what I mean? You clearly do not understand what was going on when both of you are millionaires. I don't know, Ted Nugent might have $5.
He might. Well, he didn't get paid very much for that, you know, when they asked him to leave. This is just, and the crazy part is that the conservatives were just on his back.
He was the greatest American in the world. Mm-hmm. Sean Hannity.
And then.
Practically sucked his dick.
Live. Fair and balanced.
So he was, I mean, because in place of being waterboarded or baptized a terrorist.
Baptizing a terrorist.
Remember when Sean Hannity wouldn't shut up about, I'll get waterboarded. I'll do it live on TV to prove it's not torture. And then someone had to be like, you do not want to be waterboarded, and you certainly don't want to do it on TV. And so he had to back that up. But he said the whole thing with Guantanamo Bay, I'll get waterboarded. I'm
brave. They should have just done it.
I wish they had.
If I could have gotten
is
a hold
it too
of
late?
Him. If I could have 24'd.
Is it too late?
No. It's never too late to kidnap him and waterboard him.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Could that be said? That could be true about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth a little jail time to waterboard Sean Hannity. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I could think of a couple other people, would be too.
Almost any member of Fox.
Well, Sarah Palin second, because she seems to think it's baptizing.
Well, we could rebaptize
She did say
it.
That.
Oh, if we could get her to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get her to do it.
Because it'd be like John 3:16.
That's right. Good call.
Yeah.
Hasadena Evil Eye. Hey, speaking of which, next season.
I know.
Yay.
How many times have we gone? All right, continue.
Anyway, the idea is that you had also brought up, is this what you're referring to about
the
bright racists, as far as other bright racists that are out there. There are so many. The guy who was the shooter at the Jewish Center. In Kansas.
Right, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they already
shot
somebody 20 years ago. He was arrested for murder and released and had a weapon and went back.
Right.
But this fucktard, don't lose him.
Oh, no.
This fucktard, American hero, because he's a millionaire. He wasn't paying grazing rights. He was letting his cattle, over a million dollars, letting his cattle wander onto government land because he doesn't recognize the federal government. He doesn't recognize them. To him, there is no federal government.
Yeah, none.
No.
And has not been for 20 years. So this is not an Obama thing. This has been like 20 years, if not more. So then
he goes back to Bush 1.
What's McCain's boyfriend's name? Lindsey Krause? Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham.
I know. I got lost in that.
The boyfriend threw me off too for a second.
Well, they're clearly dating. Yeah. They're very much in love. To be young and in love. So Lindsey Graham was another one, prickly jerking this guy off. Oh, he's a great American. Yeah. He's the greatest thing ever. Down with federal government. And this fucker, on his federal land, when they went out, if you have not seen the pictures from this, you've got to Google it.
Oh, yeah.
He had armed snipers on bridges, armed and ready to shoot any member of the American government or police force that came. He had a line of snipers to shoot people to stop him from collecting the taxes on all the time he had like let his cattle graze on government lands, and they're just trying to pay like get a grazing fee from him. So the greatest American. He's the greatest human alive. Sure. So then now that he's got all the celebrity, he gets on TV and he says that the blacks were probably better during the slave days because they had family values and they were kept together as a group. Clearly, the man understood nothing about slavery and how they divided up families and tore them apart and put them wherever they wanted to. So then they all had to
recoil,
backtrack on this guy.
You're like, oh, shit.
And then the kicker of the story is 20 years ago, he was arrested with a black male prostitute.
I hadn't heard that.
In a car. This guy is a gift that never stops giving.
I had not caught all that.
He compares himself to Rosa Parks. Yeah. No, Rosa Parks.
She did it with a black guy too. Yeah,
they're like she didn't have a team of snipers behind her to back her up when she sat on the front of the bus. She kind of took her life into her own hands.
Yeah.
You had 40 guys with guns keeping you from Barney Fife.
I'm standing up against the federal government's bad and unconstitutional laws, just like Rosa Parks did when she refused to sit in the back of the bus.
But he did it with snipers. Yes. He's a fucktard.
She started a revolution in America, the civil rights movement, which freed the black people from much of the oppression they were suffering. I'm doing the same thing Rosa Parks did. I'm standing up against bad laws which dehumanize us and destroy our freedom. We're trading one form of slavery for another.
They're cattle. They're not humans.
Right.
All of us are
so many things wrong with
slaves.
I don't even know where to start with that.
No.
I don't even know what to do with that.
And Fox News, they just ran him up the flagpole as the greatest human. Yep. And then he keeps talking because they keep putting a microphone in his face. And Fox News is like, Benghazi. Say Benghazi. Please stop saying black people. Just say Benghazi.
Yeah.
Please, if you could just say you're Rosa Parks / Benghazi.
Right. He pushes his chair back, gets up from his desk after he says all the stupid shit, walks to the kitchen, opens the liquor cabinet, and takes a massive swig of vodka.
So now I like
him again. Welcome to the classic.
What kind of vodka?
Exactly.
Clearly a class act.
Anyway, his 15 minutes of famer.
No, they're still going on.
Yeah,
oh,
he's still milking it.
Well, he is, but I think everyone else is like, oh,
he's milking
hell no.
every TDC.
I got to figure out what I'm doing wrong because clearly the problem that I have is that.
You drink Crown.
No. Right, no. And I'm fresh out of cattle. We got rid of all our cattle back in 79 back in Missouri. I watch CNN. Constantly, but because they're looking at that fucking plane, and now they're up what's his name's ass,
the plane,
the Clippers guy. That's all I hear about.
They've hit this one, but the one who's hitting this guy hard is Bill Maher.
Well, the black guy in the cab. Yeah. He's hitting that guy hard. Yeah,
Bill Maher's been on him, and then John Oliver just can't resist. And actually, I have not seen the Daily Show keeps hitting it, but I haven't caught up on my clips from them yet because they everyone's in love with this guy.
Catch up on
and
that.
It just and because it's hard not to Fox be. News pretty much changed their name to Cletus.
So many innuendos.
What
there.
Is Cliven? Cliven.
Whatever.
Cliven Bundy.
He might as well
bigoted,
be Cletus.
Bigoted white guy.
Bigoted asshat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was just grateful for the Clippers guy because it took the spotlight just for a second.
Right.
But then Fox News was like, oh, shit. Because Fox News thought that the Clippers guy, because he supported
NAACP?
No. He supported the governor of California, the Democratic governor of California.
Jerry,
back in the 90s.
I have no idea.
I can't think of his name, but he publicly supported him. So they're like, he's a Democrat. So Fox News has been having a field day at this. But he was a Democrat for that one that one guy, Clive Davis. It's not Clive Davis. What's that mayor's name? Phil Davis. No, Phil Davis is the.
Oh, you mean the? No, that was. I'm thinking San Diego. Forget it.
Yeah, I can't think of what his name is. But it was years ago, and he supported him. Gray Davis. Is it Gray Davis?
Oh, Gray Davis is the name. Yeah, but I'm looking.
So he supported him years ago, but he's a registered Republican, staunch Republican, gives his money to all the wrong people. He's friends with Sheldon Adelson in Las Vegas.
Surprise, racist LA Clippers owner is a Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it turns out that
he's a huge Republican.
He's a huge Republican. He just supported the one client. Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Well, and it was just the fact that, like, with Bundy and with asshat in for the LA Clippers, that just the idea of Negro and slave and Negro, like, it's been a big thing. Big thing. And he can't, you know, it was perfect until Bundy, in the manner of so many people who find a microphone in front of their faces couldn't stop talking. See also Donald Sterling under slightly different circumstances.
Because his microphone was private.
Right.
Oh,
right.
And this fucker was, it was Sean Hannity's man of the century. It was just so much. You got to go back and see Sean Hannity just canonize him.
Oh, that's
and then have to be
funny.
Like, oh, no.
That's funny. I did not.
Anything I can watch that where Fox News has to backtrack, I'm on board for. Beep, beep. All that. Yep. More than that.
He had praised him as a hero. And it says Rand Paul, Dean Heller, who I'm not familiar with, Nevada.
Yeah.
Texas Governor Rick Perry, they all had to clear their throats and they checked their watches and ducked back.
And especially
because they were like, oh,
the first one. Oh. What's the doctor's name? Not the doctor. Rand Paul. He's the fake ophthalmologist right? He's the one that invented his own board to get.
I think you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he's an ophthalmologist, but he couldn't pass any board, so he invented his own, like, whatever state he's from, board of optometry to certify himself.
Board of Rand Paulism.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
What do I want to be certified in?
You got to look up these fuckers. He's nuts.
That's funny. I remember you talking about it.
We should all come up with something to be certified in and make up our own boards.
Yeah.
This is awesome. My new project.
So Meow Kel offers up that. He wanted Cletus, whatever his name is.
Right. Cliven.
He had something to do with making Cletus? Big media's cameras witness Fed officials shooting young women live on TV. And, of course, the feds wouldn't do that. Oh, and the feds only backed down because he did the get behind the darkies thing like they did in South Park, bigger, longer, uncut.
Right.
You know, that was the war plan in Bigger, Longer, and Uncut with Stand Behind the Darkies. Hey, if
can
you
we
wanna
make
go,
it cooler in here? What the hell?
If you want to go see Book of Mormon, funny. You got to get ready for these jokes.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Because that's who wrote that line.
Tomo says, we used to get Fox News here, but the locals weren't sure if it was a send-up or a real show.
Neither are we.
We're weak in America.
It's
we don't know
onion,
either.
Kind of.
Oh, I think it'd be funny if the Onion was actually had their own show on, like Comedy Central. And
I thought that's what that Sunday show was going to be. The one with the gentleman, like he's from
John Oliver. Last week than tonight.
I did. I thought that's what
it's
that
genius,
was going
though.
To be.
It's a tiny bit didactic. I do have
Ooh,
to
look at your
word
choice tonight. Didactic.
I know.
Nicely done. Fuchsia shirt.
Thank you. It's not
that is
fuchsia.
Not even close to fuchsia. That's lavender.
Lavender. Fuchsia, bitch. Fuchsia's like red.
Fuchsia's like a hot pink.
Black, fuck you.
You're wearing something. There's a color on your shirt.
I don't know
what to do with
somehow we made it a V-neck. I'm not sure how that happened.
Well,
everything's a V-neck.
Everything's a V-neck.
But Mr. McKee.
Now, wait. There was one. Now, did we cover Sarah Palin and the baptizing last week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. I just want to make sure we didn't miss that crazy cunt.
Oh, no. That was the one who I had for asshat.
I'm surprised you don't remember that because we even had the audio clip of her.
No, I was pretty sure.
Yes.
Pretty sure.
Yes.
But I watched so many, like, news programs. programs that I wasn't sure. Like, is that a clip of me talking? That I talking.
Well, that I had there was like 13 minutes of that, and I started it for, and she goes, "I can't.
No, right. I couldn't. Yeah, no. I couldn't."
And so I sat there all 13 minutes to find where the different parts.
It was painful.
She's painful.
Yeah, that was painful. All right.
Mr. McKee.
For all of the grief we give the penis of America, Florida, I found a story. I found a story that praises somebody for doing the right thing in Florida, and I thought we should share it. I got a picture for it, though you most of you won't be able to see it. Yeah. So a man in Florida, a man gets stuck in an elevator with a 79-year-old woman, and he turned himself into a human chair so she could be more comfortable as they waited to be rescued. Cesar Larios, a 23-year-old employee for College Hunks Hauling Junk, was on the job at a senior living facility when he and a coworker got stuck in an elevator with a young Miss Rita Young. I believe she's 79 years old. She appeared to be struggling to stand and to breathe. Young says she was thankful for Larios and considered him to be a, quote, special angel. He also received praise from social media and the co-founder of his company. I'll show you a picture right there. There's a picture of him leaning out on all fours while the lovely Miss Rita Young sat on his back while they waited for the elevator to get unstuck or whatever the hell it happened to it. I wasn't sure. I think it's great about what he has done at this, and it's a genuine moment caught on camera. Co-founder of his moving company that he worked for, Nick Friedman, said a lot of people would say the younger generation has lost certain values, but one small picture shows that chivalry and hard work are still very much alive in our youth. They were all rescued about a half an hour later, according to the news report. So it was nice to find a story from somebody who was doing the right thing and not doing bath salts or just stupid crack.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, where did you
put? Oh,
hold on.
I got my ass bumped.
Well, that's why I was moving.
It was a charming story, and she was so thankful to that man, and had such. Everybody had lovely things to say in that story, and he was a cutie
the picture?
Too.
You said that you put a picture.
It's actually on our Facebook, but I'll show it again. It's right here. Hang on. I'll show. It's right there. The picture of...
Oh, I didn't see that on our thing. Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
and that's how they... Well, I think they restaged it because I think she stood up and they opened the door. But when the rescue workers opened the door and found them like that, they decided to take a picture because they thought it was so kind. And he was so kind. Because what did he say? He could hold her for like an hour?
I didn't say that in what I had read, but I didn't... Because I actually didn't see the video.
They're called Hunky Move. I think they're called Hunky Movers.
It was actually... You're close. It's called College Hunks Hauling Junk.
Yeah. I knew it was something cute like that. And he had told her when she said that she was ill that he thought that he could hold her for like an hour or maybe a little bit more and told her to sit. And it took her a while to put her full weight on his back, but then she did. And he was like, she didn't weigh anything.
Right. What a good doobie.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It was very sweet.
I was going to talk about this Papa Dick douche, but I'm not going to now because I found my paper that I was looking for where I got confused. And I want to talk about the nerd prom. The nerd prom made me so happy. I was in a hotel in New Jersey, which, by the way, my entire view, Mr. Perkins, was the New York City skyline.
Yeah.
And I was thrilled. It was so exciting to me. But the nerd prom was on, and that would have been the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh,
and
God, that's right.
I watched that, and I love watching that every year. Hysterical. Just hysterical. And there were so many lines that I thought somebody might call from the other rooms in the hotel because I seriously burst out laughing. Did you guys get a chance to see it at all?
I've seen parts of it. I was trying to watch that night at work.
Okay.
And I was a little busy.
Did you catch the Orange is the New Black yet?
Yes,
no?
That was that.
Fucking hysterical. I will. I'll tell you about
the air soon?
So the White House correspondent.
I read the whole thing.
Dying.
Funny stuff.
It is. And that Joel McHale, he's from
The Soup.
Nope.
Yes, he was originally from The Soup, and now he's on Community.
Oh, The Soup.
Oh, he's on Community.
Talk Soup.
Yeah.
Talk Soup.
Got it. Yes, that's why I'm like The Soup. He started with comments about Governor Christie. And Governor Christie, who has lost quite a bit of weight,
he had the sleeve,
bypass something. But Stein,
Ben Stein.
Yeah. Oh, I love Ben Stein.
You're so cute. Ben Stein was on CNN. And he's like, no, I just think that was mean spirited. All of it was just real mean spirited.
Well, Nixon's speechwriter and very conservative. I don't know if you know that.
Very conservative. No, I did
Ben
know that.
Ben Stein?
Yeah, Nixon's speechwriter.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Super conservative.
Super conservative.
But he was also just kind of like super, I get that you're real conservative, but fucking lighten up. Because it doesn't matter what year. I mean, if you have a Republican president in there, the Democrats are going to get slammed, or the liberal media, or the this or that. Christie was going to get his ass handed to him.
And Christie is. He is a large target.
Exactly.
Pun intended.
And it says, I'm here all week. And they asked him about it. And they said, was McHale too mean? He said, listen, I thought he was great, and that's exactly what I expected. I thought he was really funny, and not just about me, but about everybody.
Yeah.
And he laughed through it, and whether it was painful or not.
Because remember a couple years ago, the Donald Trump with all the birther jokes, when Obama went after Trump, and he was in the audience, and Trump just sat there scowling.
Yes,
just looked like a little fucking peasant
pussy.
That he is.
Not happy.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, peasant pussy. But Christie laughed, and Christie had a funny joke back. I don't remember what it was, but Christie was quoted, and he threw something back at McHale.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
And it was very witty. Like, it was good.
Well, I don't see anything on,
because I come and go on liking Christie. Like,
me too.
If he gets elected president, I don't think it'll be the worst thing that ever happened.
Right.
Because I think that Catholicism is just what gets him through New Jersey.
Sure. And being out there, I mean, the family that I have out there, they seemingly are Christie fans.
Oh yeah, I mean,
but the one thing he won
the election by like 97 points.
It pleased me though that the one thing that they're pissed about, like my little brother was pissed that he backed away from signing gay marriage into law, or banning.
That's the Catholic thing. Is he really does play that card? He's pro-choice, but not militantly so far. Mm-hmm. If he gets higher, it depends. It'll be interesting to see who he gets in bed with to win the nomination.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like how far off the reservation he goes into Tea Partyville,
right?
To get the nomination.
And I don't know. I don't know that he will. They were just really, really surprised by that. There were some different things that McHale said that were cute. Tonight will be amusing and over quickly, just like Chris Christie's presidential campaign. And on Chelsea Clinton's pregnancy, when the baby's born, do you give a cigar to Bill? And that's one of them. Where I fucking lost and I was done. Chris Christie, he's actually here tonight, sir. You're a glutton for punishment. that's where Ben Stein was like, this is really mean. Yeah. And I thought it was as they had said in here, more of a roast of Christie than it was even, that it's more of a roast really than anything else. But
Ben Stein kind of, because remember there was a game show, Win Ben Stein's Money, which made me always feel like the stupidest person that has ever walked on 2 feet. Because if I got one answer correct the whole show, I was like, I got a question right. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad for those poor contestants. I'm like, you motherfuckers. And that's where Jimmy Kimmel comes from.
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel he was the host of Win Ben Stein's Money.
That's right.
He could not have talked higher about Jimmy Kimmel on CNN. He's like, he needs to be the only one that does this.
I only have 2 more weeks left with his niece, and I'm a little bit sad about that. No. Anyway, continue.
And wait. And Jimmy Kimmel was also dead or alive from, isn't he dead or alive from MTV? Isn't that his game show?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know about
MTV. We'll
have to Google it, but I'm pretty sure that's where my love of Jimmy Kimmel comes from, is the show Dead or Alive, where they're, and it was a half an hour putting a celebrity's picture on the board, and you had to say Dead or Alive. That was the whole game show. 30 minutes of pleasure.
Didn't you guys used to play the game of death then? Because you'd be like, are they already dead?
Occasionally we do. We'll get back. We have to get back into that, because I'm going to recreate an entire segment where
here's the first thing that comes
prize
up with
board
Jimmy.
Drops down and lights up.
Yay! Jimmy Dead or Alive. First thing that pops up is Dead or Alive. Jimmy Carter.
Alive.
There you go.
Mostly alive.
Just three more of his comments, and just a couple of Obama's, because fucking funny.
Yeah, he is.
Mitch McConnell said his number one goal was getting the president out of office. So congratulations on being just 2 years away from your goal. You did it! On the White House press secretary, Jim Carney. I haven't seen him this nervous since the president told him, just go out there and tell him the website is broken. And he really was bashing on CNN. One of the things that has been said in here, CNN is on a search for something they have been missing for months, their dignity. Oh, and man. The whole time you could see, what's his face?
Beard. Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was pissed.
Because I was more, I saw Ben Stein's segment. That was the part that I caught. But I was more surprised. And you know, Anderson Cooper always says, they're going to skewer us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whenever Anderson Cooper gets a moment of conversation, he's like, this is not going to play well on a daily show. He's like, they're coming after us. And he was very self-deprecating about. Yeah. But then if you watch all three, all Fox News says is Benghazi. And
we're at
2 years, almost 2 years on that. And all MSNBC does, and Bill Maher has called out Rachel Maddow to her face, like, stop with the Bridgegate. Like, with the Chris Christie stuff. Like, each channel has its own little thing, and they just
agenda,
cling
if you will.
To it. Yeah.
It was very funny when Joel McHale was up there, because he looks over and he made some comment about CNN, and I think it was that dignity piece, and the Fox table bursts out laughing. And he goes, oh, you thought that was fun? How did you get way over there? Isn't it uncomfortable being so far away? Something. It was great.
Did you watch the, and I only saw it because they showed, I guess, in its entirety, was it the opening that Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Biden did?
Oh, yeah. So
fantastic.
And Nancy Pelosi getting a tattoo.
And then they show Michelle Obama in the kitchen of the White House scarfing on the ice cream. It was so funny. Yeah. So good. And the one line, and they cut to a shot of him, is when they made some comment, and he goes, who wants to see David Gregory crying in a corner talking about all the different people? I don't want to go to this thing. Do you want to go? I don't really want to go.
It was very funny.
And it's so funny because they'd sell their souls to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, there's not one of them that would miss the correspondence dinner. Like, that's the hottest ticket in the... It's even bigger than the Oscars.
And how do they keep that filming? I mean, because you're filming, I'm assuming, literally in the White House. Because they're...
I don't think they're in the White House.
Or that kitchen? Or are these all just sets that they do?
Oh, that part, yes. They probably have access to film. I thought you meant the correspondence.
And then they're driving... No. And then, like, you know, they got Biden driving this car... You got a yellow car. But I mean, like, how do you keep it under wraps that you're filming all this with these people?
Well, and that I'm on board with you with Veep, because I've been watching it and it is fucking funny.
Oh, and
her timing, just her comedic timing in general. I mean, she is just fantastic.
And has surrounded herself with some of the funniest people on planet Earth. The character last season that I didn't understand what he was there for. Chubby guy, he was on Samantha Who, he played her dad. He's like fifth billed on every show.
Okay,
and now I still don't know why he's on the show.
Right.
But oh my god, he is fucking funny. Alright, so she'll come back with Obama because Obama's lines are the best.
Yeah, Obama's funny.
We've got some more coming up from the White House press dinner, otherwise known as the Washington Prom.
Nerd prom.
That's what it is. Nerd prom. We are way over time for first hour, but what the fuck? I own the studio, I own the station. I fucking do what I want to do. It's the show. It's Q Talk America. I'm here with Aaron, Marnie, Al, and me. I'm Clayton McKee. We'll be back in just moments with more jocularity, and Al will have a drinking word for us.
Ooh, yay.
Oh, will I? Okay.
Well, it's what you do. Every week you do that. I don't know if you realize. We'll be back in just moments right here on Q Talk America.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, everybody. 8:07. We ran way over on last hour, but it doesn't really matter. We are still here at Studio C, coming to you live from the lovely central Phoenix, Arizona, right here in the heart of the southwest of, what is this, America? Yeah, America. Still is, according to Fox News.
Well,
I don't know.
Double check that.
I don't know if they'll get on board with that or not. We'll find out. Who knows? It doesn't matter. I'm here along with Aaron, who's filling in for Katie June this week. Marnie Ryer's here, Al Perkins. And me, I'm Clayton McKee, right here with you for this adventure into... Oh, we have so many more things to do this evening. And right now, Al Perkins is looking desperately for a drinking word. And as we do that with Al Perkins, we're going to start with, our disclaimer. Goes something like this.
now a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Good luck.
It makes me laugh every time. It's been two goddamn years. It still fucking makes me laugh.
Works for us, too.
Stretch.
Good luck.
Good luck. Oh, that's great.
I went drinking this weekend. Do you like that? Keep going. Yeah.
I do. I do. Let's go with, oh, what the fuck? What's a favorite word of mine?
You have so many.
I do. Al. I do. I do. Oh.
May I just... I hate to interrupt you. Yeah, right. Liar.
Word of the day is now cunt.
Oh! Yay!
Wow.
What was that you said?
Cunt.
What, cunt? What?
Oh, God.
Let's just make
like it
vulgar.
I like it.
I can
work
this word into every goddamn conversation.
Oh, I like
you
it.
You cunts are in for it.
Let's so just own
here's,
it.
Here's what I just... Okay, because I oftentimes will update... You know, put it so the people at home can see. So I put seriously, it's what the word is. So that's the drinking. So I'm going to tell everybody watching, that's the drinking word right
and
there. Seriously.
Yay. Oh, can I see that picture again? Sorry, do I need to? Harrison says the static is pretty bad.
On the audio only?
She said, is there any end in sight? I don't know.
Well, she could watch it.
Oh, Jeffrey, I want some cheese.
Is it on both the video and the audio? I need to know these things.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we need specifics.
Continuing on, Marnie has the Obama comments.
So Obama gets up there, and he's very funny, and he's very good with delivery. And when you know, there were a couple times where he started getting not so good at it because you could tell he was just tired and done, and you know whatever about a year ago, and but some of the highlights from this when
last year's was just dull.
It was dull. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the, but it was very funny this year with his delivery. Last year was rough, he said. 2008, my slogan was, yes, we can. In 2013, it was control, alt, delete.
I love my president.
He says, I'm a little jet lagged from my trip to Malaysia. The links we have to go to get CNN coverage. I think they're still searching for their table. MSNBC is here. I think they're a little overwhelmed. I don't think they've ever seen an audience this big.
I heard that one. I like that.
An American won the Boston Marathon this year. That was inspiring. And only fair since a Kenyan has been president for the past 6 years. Oh, I thought that was great.
That was brilliant.
The comment that he makes about
that was great.
Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary, that's
one's
a good
coming
one.
Up. That was my favorite one. Speaking to Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, as a general rule, things don't end well. If the sentence begins, let me just tell you something I know about the Negro. He says, just a tip. Don't start your sentence that way.
Do not do that.
That's almost as good as, I'm not a racist. But.
Right. Colorado legalized marijuana this year. An interesting social experiment. I hope it doesn't lead to a lot of paranoid people thinking the federal government is out to get them and listening to their phone calls. He says, let's face it, Fox News, you'll miss me when I'm gone. It'll be hard to convince the American people that Hillary was born in Kenya.
Oh, yay!
Gridlock has gotten so bad in this town, you have to wonder, what did we do to piss off Chris Christie? And lastly, the one that just cracked me up, I'm feeling for the Speaker of the House as well. These days, the House Republicans actually give John Boehner a harder time than they give me, which means orange really is the new black.
That's very funny. And you know what? It took me a second, which good on Obama. Well, I've had a couple cocktails, but still.
But I thought that was fucking fantastic. Funny.
I thought that was the highlight of the evening. Topical, making fun of the fake tan.
That's good work.
All you had to do was get the scotch drinking and the crying into that jumper.
Well, and you go back to the video that Dreyfus and Biden did, and she calls him. Yeah. And he's like, no, I got a lot of things to do here at the Capitol. She's like, yeah, whatever. She rolls her eyes in the video. Then they cut to him. He's watching a flat screen of a panda.
It was fantastic.
And on Veep this week, when she goes to have a dinner to get the one guy to stop running,
right.
to get him to stop running. So she's trying to offer him, like, if I run for president, you'll be Secretary of State or Vice President. I'll put you on the ticket just to get him to not run against her. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Vice President? He's like, what the fuck? I don't want to do that. And she's like, it's got a lot of power, surprisingly. He's like, well, you wield it very discreetly. And he goes, then at the same time, they both say to each other, I'll make, because he's thinking she's trying to find a place for herself in his administration.
Sure.
So they're completely.
Are you talking the Asian guy?
No, not him. Not the eBay medals guy.
Okay.
Oh my god! And every joke about him gets funnier and fucking funnier.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out where it's going because I'm that far back. So.
But I can't think of what this guy was. He wasn't the Secretary of State. He might have been Secretary of Defense.
Okay.
So then he says to her, "Well, you can be my president, my vice president." And she goes, "I'd rather shoot myself in the fucking face with a gun in my fucking face." And he goes, so vice president's a lot of fun.
That's funny. Right here.
But and so I just have to tell you. So the guy that I'm oh Jesus Christ, where did he just go? His name is Kevin Dunn. Kevin Dunn is Ben Caffrey. I have no idea why he's on the show, except for he gets off some really funny lines. And then my favorite person in the world is Timothy Simmons as Jonah Ryan. I want to find this man, marry him, and just spend all my time with him because he makes me laugh every fucking week. The big, tall, have you watched it?
Mm-mm. The one
big,
who's just
tall
a
nerd who
douche.
Used to be the
he's
White
a
House.
Douche.
He's a douche, but he is so goddamn funny.
He is funny. I agree. Yeah, he's just like, come on, nobody's going to sleep with you. Like, nobody. He's awful.
And this time he's locked in a pantry.
Yeah,
he's eating Cheerios while he's at a formal dinner for whoever this guy is that's running for president. And he's on the payroll. And he's in a pantry just eating Cheerios, talking about how much power he has.
Again, he's like,
get out of my fucking pantry. And he starts throwing Cheerios at the other guy in a Washington power
struggle. I'm excited to get to the ones, because I've burst out laughing at a number of things, but I'm excited to get to some of the ones you've talked about.
You need some kind of life support because the laughing gets out of control on that show. Go ahead, Clay.
I will get there.
A Mumbai public service initiative has taken an unusual approach to getting motorists' attention by hiring a group of transgender men known as the seatbelt crew to perform a demonstration of how to use the safety belts. A transgender group known as the Hijras, and that's Hijras, in India, are viewed as sacred and to be touched by God. They are traditionally identified by their clapping, and they bless motorists. They have like some clapping thing that they do, and it's in the video that I've actually posted on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. They bless motorists also in return for cash. However, this time, their presence is in rush hour traffic was to make motorists aware of the dangers of not wearing a seatbelt. The YouTube video, uploaded by a guy named Ryan Mendonca, who helped produce the video, shows the Hijras clapping to a routine inspired by an air cabin crew. If you're going to drive like a pilot, says one, then you should know some things. Then they go on to explain to the motorists the dangers of driving recklessly without seatbelts, yada, yada, yada. The cheeky video already has reached almost 500,000 views and has been met with a largely positive response from both motorists and those with India's transgender community. It was very interesting to watch the video.
That's a broad swath.
Yeah. Right?
It was very interesting, but literally, if you go to our Facebook page or if you just Google something about transgender India seatbelt crew, you'll find it. It was a very interesting video to watch because it shows them, and no offense, but anyway, you can tell they're transgendered women, but they're out there in force and they have an entire routine.
Well done, by
and
the
they
way.
Do this clap thing, and there's this one that's on the bullhorn, and she does it in. Forgive me for not knowing what the language of
it was. The video, sorry.
What is the language of India? What is the
curry?
I couldn't tell you. Oh. So, but the video, it has the video has subtitles. She does it in English.
I'm not racist, but she says over there
unintentionally.
No,
racist.
But she, so the leader of the group has a bullhorn, and she's speaking to the masses of traffic. Sure. From the bullhorn, and it's in whatever their indigenous language is, and I don't know what it is, and English
it.
Also.
They speak a couple, but...
But anyway, it's very interesting. I just think it was a very interesting video to see.
Oh my, they show... Is it
Hindi?
Hindi, yeah. They just showed a really bad car accident in this video. It's disturbing.
No, it does. It does show some...
That's the whole point of
the car accident.
But I mean, it's...
Because then it goes... It's because it's like a 2.5-minute video.
Right.
And then it goes into them and then their demonstration in rush hour traffic.
Right. Yeah, they're walking down the street.
It was very... I thought India was
24-hour rush hour traffic.
Oh, I have no idea.
From The Amazing Race. That's what I know about
India. I'm going
India.
To Denver mm-hmm. for the first time. I've not been to India, so I don't fucking know.
My brother and sister
Start
have been
small.
To India. But
Sorry, exactly.
They're right, not listening.
Exactly. Anyway,
but it's very interesting. Sorry. If you've not seen it, just again, our Facebook page or look up the Seatbelt Crew from India.
Yeah, look at them go.
You'll find, yeah. I thought it was very cool. Something the last thing I expected to see.
They don't look really happy. To be doing it, but it's good for them.
Yeah, but is that part of the culture? I mean, just in general, part of the culture to not be super animated anyway?
I don't know. They're more animated than others, but I don't even know how much they speak, because only the one speaks in the video, and I don't know if that's part of it, or if I don't...
Oh, that one's got attitude that just, yeah. Just kind of shook it. That's good work there.
Yeah. Really a tranny with attitude?
What? That's new.
Don't go to Cruise 7.
I like it. Or on the airplane, right?
Continue. Yes, or they continue.
Five and Diner?
The airplane ride from Cleveland was a lot. I want to go with Ben. Does Ben want to go? Really? How do you say Ben? Just say Ben. Ben. Done. It was just flaming.
We missed that flight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Damn.
You say as you sit in Studio C with us.
This is
so gay.
So God. Different.
Stop it.
It was the queerest thing I'd ever seen. Well.
Clap on the lights look around, Caroline.
Trying to find a color for femme identifying, but we thought, girl, that's a whole
look. Oh, my God. I thought that was fuchsia.
We chose the worst color of all.
That's so not fuchsia.
Whatever.
I still love the hankies.
Oh, my God.
Can we play
that? Have you watched the hankies?
I have only seen probably the first 3 minutes of it, and that's all that I've gotten to.
I gave you 2 weeks to watch it.
Honey, I've been busy.
I know. You got a 6-hour flight.
What am I gonna? How am I gonna watch it on there?
The internet, the interwebs.
No.
Remember, she saved $38.50 by taking the city bus. She's not gonna pay for internet in the sky.
What the fuck is wrong
fair.
With you?
That's a fair
right?
point.
That's a fair point.
It took me a minute to get the $38.50. Did you watch that? I got there though. I got
that
there.
That was nice.
Thanks.
I like that.
Thanks.
So there's a really, 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 really sexy couple.
Stop
Not
talking about us.
Really
we're right here.
Stuff already, I say that they were arrested for having sex on a church lawn.
Well,
okay, that wasn't us. That wasn't us.
This Utah pair.
Cunts. I want a drink.
Salt Lake City.
Utah pair trysted while wedding ceremony took place. Attendees at a wedding Saturday
during a fucking wedding?
Were shocked to spot a 60-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man engaging in sex acts on the
go,
church
cougar.
Lawn. No.
Way to go,
no.
Cougar.
Not Cougar. No. Not
I think
Cougar.
Those people live next door to me.
There is nothing Cougar about this. Terrifying.
I hope that sex was virtual.
I think those are my neighbors.
Well, I think it really could be. I know exactly who you're talking about.
They both look like sex offenders.
One has been arrested 102 times.
102 times?
The Salt Lake lockup. And according to this, the lickup, because he had his tongue and finger inside Mrs. Cruzan's vagina.
Mrs. Cruz. The Mrs. The good Mrs.
Or Ms.
Her vaginal area.
God.
My good lady.
Oh, she was playing in there.
She was accepting tenants.
Yes.
In her vagina.
So what? Get out of my vagina.
Yeah.
She's gonna
get in my car.
She's gonna that fucking
in my vagina.
No.
Get out of my vagina. Get into my car.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
102 times.
The police were summoned to Sacred Heart Catholic Church around 6 p.m. by a wedding guest who ran into the road to stop a passing police cruiser.
To get
cruiser.
Hit by a car so you
don't
look anymore.
Get it out of my eyes. Exactly. Yeah.
Kill me now, God. Kill me now.
I'm not going back.
You can't make me look. Oh, Jesus, I'll turn into salt.
Sandra Crew.
I don't
did
get that reference.
Get that?
No, I don't get that.
Lot?
Is that a Jesus-y thing? No, I got nothing.
Really?
I got nothing.
Seriously?
Nope, nothing.
I don't want to talk about it. Sandra Cruiser, you lost your virginity at church, and you don't
camp,
know anything
church,
about whatever.
Camp. You know what we did at church camp?
Semantics.
Sex. That's it. Yeah.
Semantics.
Yeah, fucking sex. We didn't Jesus, and we sang a little bit. There was a dance. We all wore the same.
Somebody
lipstick.
Played a flute.
Probably got a herpes. Oh, I did bring my saxophone one year.
Of course,
yeah, you
did.
Blew something. Sodom and Gomorrah.
No, not there. Not there.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Lot. Wheels on the bus go round and round. Anyway, round, and round.
So Sandra it's
Old Testament or New Testament? Because remember
Benally,
Jew, half Jew.
Who were laying on the church lawn.
Did you all just see that? My girlfriend just flipped me off on camera.
Anywho.
Jesus.
The police walked over. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The police walked over to them as they were laying on the church lawn. Or getting laid on the church lawn.
Post-coital, yeah.
No, this was
glowing.
This was old during NI, and the cop actually saw the sex act.
We're intracoital.
Well, he was
intracoital. Drinking word, intracoital.
Intracoital.
You cunt.
Well, this cunt was intracoital. Tongue and finger.
How many things did he have up there? Jesus Christ.
There was an airplane, too. Wait, I have a picture.
No.
No, no
I don't want to look again.
There's no.
No.
The plane picture and the vagina.
It's a Malaysia 370 that flew up her.
Oh, hot damn.
It had to swerve around a penis, a finger, a tongue.
A well, cunt.
Well,
cunt.
For heaven's sake, four of the children in the wedding party had to see this.
Four, the other ones were just blind beforehand. The rest were blind after.
They're screaming for Jesus now.
Is her nickname Seabiscuit? What the hell?
Never have so many people wanted to get back into a church.
Where's that water? Where's the water?
Bless my eyes.
I have a burning sensation. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Oh, my
apparently,
God.
Officer Stone.
Nah, yeah.
Let it go. Confronted the couple, and they initially
wood,
ignored
maybe.
The orders to stop having sex.
And then what do you do about that? Do you just get between them?
This couple, by the
Bullhorn
way,
was
not... Well, they were not invited to the nuptials, oddly.
Oh,
but
those are the wedding crashers.
They had to be pried apart. I think this is
oh.
Like Jaws of Lifestyle.
I don't know, kind of like a dog and I don't
she
know.
She had vaginitis. Did you ever read Jackie Collins?
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
God.
No. Remember in Jackie Collins when the one in the first Hollywood Wives or whatever that book
oh,
was called?
God.
Where she had vaginitis?
First Wives Club?
No.
Because her vagine had squeezed down on
together.
His penis and trapped him.
There you go. No, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like an episode of Dynasty.
Look how pretty my nails are.
I
saw
them
earlier.
All night. I think they're fantastic. Do you look at mine? I have accent nail happening.
Oh, that's pretty.
Thank
my
you.
Toes yeah. are the same way.
Oh, my toes match them.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
A little bit, too.
There we go.
They're pry you two apart.
Wait. Look at
it. It's
opposite.
Oh.
Ooh, look
shiny, happy, polka dot people.
With this one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a counting game. I just got to get out of that story.
Honey, go back to you can go back to. Oh, but look at I have polka dot socks that match my nails, too. Honey, go back to the people having sex.
I was just almost done because obviously they were arrested for gross lewdness.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross.
Yes. Because it really wasn't weird. They were drunk.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah. I won't believe it.
Only one of them was charged with criminal trespass.
So does that mean next time we have sex on a church lawn, we can just say we were drunk?
Totally.
Okay.
Hammered. And they're being held in lieu of $2,093 bond and $2,313.
Who comes up with that
and
number?
An STD test.
I know, right?
For the
church.
But yeah.
What does that lawn catch?
Yeah.
Right?
What's
that in Beverly Hills?
Well,
after
seeing Cruzan's vagine,
oh God,
that cunt needed to have the lawn mowed. So,
bad.
That's right.
Bad.
That's right.
Bad.
Anyway, she needed a landing strip.
You said cunt though, so
I did.
Drink up.
L'chaim.
Can we go on to a different story now, please?
Don't go to Utah, by the way.
We're going to go into an entirely different story to wrap up our headline section.
Why?
Now, I know Al will remember a lot of this because it just Al remembers things like this. If I say to you, prisoner 97A6595, do you know who I'm talking about?
Jean Valjean.
I was going that, but no, there's no letters in Jean Valjean.
I'm going to say the wrong, I'm going to pronounce the last name wrong. It's Mike, is it Alig? Michael Alig?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I didn't know his number, but Party Monster.
Party Monster.
Got released today?
Yeah, yeah, a couple days ago. So actually, if you don't know who he is, Alig is now 48 years old. He was part of a decadent 1990s party scene.
Cunt.
Characterized by wild costumes and rampant drug use, I believe in the New York area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and there's a great, there's a movie called Party Monster about him. It's a lot of
Macaulay
fun.
Macaulay Culkin did. He pled guilty to manslaughter back in 97 for
that
killing.
That was the not fun part.
Macaulay Culkin dead or alive?
Alive.
Can we play that game?
Andre Angel Melendez, who was a roommate, and he apparently they were drug dealers, and he killed him over, actually beat him to death with a hammer, over a drug debt. Well, according to... according to what I understand, he was released from prison. And
after how many years? That's the part I didn't know.
17 years. He did a 17-year
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, 17 years.
Oh, that's why I was like,
so this, I thought this was interesting. Somebody wrote a letter to him.
Oh, my God. It's been 17. Oh, my God.
Go back to
his.
So,
okay, I really wasn't
too. I just thought it was interesting. Somebody, and these are actually, this is an excerpt of the full letter. The full letter is posted on our Facebook page. But somebody wrote a letter to him, and I thought it was kind of funny. Dear Michael. It's a very different world you're re-entering into, so much has changed in 17 years since you last walked among us. For instance, we have talking pictures now. And cronuts. I don't know what the cronuts are.
Croissant donuts.
Boys are cuter in the 21st century, and dicks are bigger. These are facts. If you don't believe me, spend an hour on Tumblr. Another odd thing, everybody has killer style now. Kids in Peoria are just as fabulous as kids in Williamsburg. It's all rather dizzying and kind of depressing, actually, when everybody's fabulous, nobody's fabulous. Oh, my God, Burger King changed the French fries, and the world has never been the same.
For fuck's sake.
Cabs take credit cards now.
Yep.
We don't use the T word anymore. It's trans now. And don't even joke about it. The PC police will get you. Also, cisgender is a thing now. Sprinkle it liberally into conversations, and it'll give you a bit of gravitas, whatever.
He did the same thing to me.
Viral videos, blogs.
Well, it's such a fun word.
It is a fun word.
Viral videos, blogs, GIFs, memes. There's a whole world waiting for you online, but the internet is a scary place. Things get fast weird. I suggest dipping in your feet slowly, gently. Here are a few fun, soothing videos to get you going. David after the dentist, the prancer sized lady, Charlie Big Me,
my favorite,
Sweet Brown, and Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, Jason Covert, I will never forgive you for that.
Technology develops at light speed now. You don't want to get left behind. You need a smartphone, a computer, a DVR, and a tablet. There are no two ways about this. And be sure
to watch HBO.
To keep it all up to date with the latest upgrades and gadgets. You don't want to be like me. I still have an iPhone 4. Its calculator is an abacus. My grinder only has pilgrims in my area who want to hook up. It's old. Things we don't need anymore? Well, you're going to learn. We don't need phone books, dictionaries, maps, or encyclopedias. They're all in your phone. It's really crazy. Things it takes a while to get used to not needing anymore. Photographs, books, newspapers. You'll fight this at first, but eventually you'll just succumb.
Oh, yeah, you cave.
It's a paperless world now. Adapt or die. 95% of your time in any given club nowadays is spent having your picture taken. Seriously, it is all you do. Picture after picture, it's snap, smile, until you want to snap someone's head off.
And smile.
Right. Speaking of clubs, you've become a bit of a legend since you were gone. Quote, or in parentheses, it says, you're welcome. And you will stop the room at first two times when you go out. It's an odd sensation. But even odder is when it doesn't happen. See, you're old now. And although many of this generation were raised on the Party Monster movie, sometimes you'll find yourself in a room where everybody is completely clueless as to who you are. They've never seen Geraldo, Phil Donahue, or Jenny Jones. They've never heard of Angel. They don't know or care who Julie Jules was. They don't even know who Andy Warhol was. A 21-year-old that has never heard of Moby. Really? Nobody's heard of him? That's very weird. The generation has the greatest access to knowledge in the history of mankind.
And use none of it.
Uh-huh.
And the one that cares the least about it. So there'll be places where you go, nobody will recognize you, and nobody will care. And because you're no longer a cute little twink of 20-somethings, they'll look right through you, don't even care. Or worse, they'll sneer at the old man in the corner. Didn't Joey Behar once say that after 35, nobody looks at you when you're on the beach, no matter how good you look? Well, it's true.
Or how bad you look. That's a comforting thing.
And it's true.
Ding, ding.
And it's true everywhere. My point, enjoy the times people do recognize you, Michael, because not being recognized when you're old sucks. You're going to need to download a few apps. really quickly, like Grindr, Scruff, Jacked, Uber, Snapchat, Vine, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Wikipedia, Movie Phone, IMDb, Hulu Plus, Fruit Ninja, and Angry Birds. Yes, it's dated.
But IMDb first, just to be clear.
He goes, Angry Birds. Yes, it's dated, but you'll need to catch up. Funny side note, drug dealers almost everywhere have Party Monster on their TV when you go there. Well, that or Kill Bill 2. Literally without fail, every drug dealer's apartment you will ever go to, and I'm not advising you to go to any, but in case you're there, there you are. There you,
you are.
On a loop on their TV. And drugs, oh my God, there's so many new drugs that I'm advising you not to do. You can't, of course, because you're a spiritually enlightened path now, and you're even planting trees in angels' name and building homes for orphans and whatnot. And the last thing there's the last thing we need is for you to chew off some hobo's face while high on bath salts. But there's a world of new synthetic drugs you should at least be aware of. Things like K2 and Salvia and Meow Meow. Oh, well, and there's one drug that you really ought to try. You'll just love it. I know you will. No side effects at all, and no one will ever, ever know you've done it. It's called Crocodile. Really, Michael, just go and get a tiny little gram of Crocodile and get just like a present for you getting out.
That's one that kills, fucks your skin.
Thank me later.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm the worst middle school teacher in the world.
You'll know when they're on it.
Well, that should get you started, Michael. All my best wishes for you and your newly rehabilitated self. Enjoy the new millennia. It's been waiting for you. If you want to read the entire letter, it is posted on our Facebook page.
What makes me laugh is I wish that was from the guy from Bully. What would make that kind of an in joke is if the guy from...
It was signed James St. James. I don't know who that is.
I don't know either, but the Bully is a real movie, too, and that guy is in prison. And I know...
Which one from Bully is in jail? What?
Yeah, the guy from Bully is still in jail. Two friends of mine. Not people I heard of through, like, a cousin of a cousin of a cousin... Plumber's brother. No, these are people I know personally.
Cunt or crack? Cunt. I had to say cunt so they could drink.
Or crack
a deal.
I
needed a drink. Wrote letters to the bully guy in prison because they had a crush on him.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Yeah. One of them is still a regular correspondent. Pen pal, if you will. That kid's still, he's going to be in prison for quite a little bit longer.
I've never understood those people who pen pal with people in prison.
I didn't either. Yeah. And I thought, oh my God, it only happens in like Oklahoma or where sad people live. And then. No.
Reba McEntire is from Oklahoma.
Well, she writes sad songs.
She died in 1991 in a plane crash. Don't make me go over it again.
No,
it's been
dead
a drag.
Or alive.
Dead or alive.
He thinks dead.
It has been a drag queen portraying Reba McEntire since 1991 with that plane crash.
Bullshit.
That is a man in a wig.
She wasn't on the plane.
For 23 years.
She was not on the plane.
Uh-huh. that one wig made it, but
Oh my God. He will not.
I would know because it's a true fucking story. I will go on TMZ and testify.
Oh my God. I would love that. Can we get you on TMZ?
Yes. She died in 1991 in a plane crash with the rest of her band, and a drag queen has taken over who's pretty good at sitcom television. How all of a sudden did she learn to be a comedian? Because she's a drag queen.
But she was funny then. Yeah.
She was not. How would you know?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
It's been a man in drag since 1990.
Come on, Fancy, don't let me down.
Don't let me down. Now that's your first clue that's a drag queen.
Oh, God.
One's writing a song about growing up on a prairie, and then all of a sudden, come on, Fancy, don't
There's
let me down.
There's a roach crawling across
that's
my shoe.
That's a man in a dress.
That's a drag queen in a bar right there. I've seen that dressing room in the back of the bar.
But Bobby Gentry wrote that song in the 70s.
Right? Oh, Fancy's an old song?
Yes.
Well, Bobby Gentry was a drag queen, too. Uh-huh.
I can't disprove that one.
Hiding in the back of the rock,
Excuse me, cunt.
Fair point.
Valid point, my
lady.
Sir or ma'am.
Point to Clayton.
However you self-identify.
Lady Weir.
One point, Clayton. In the cuntalympics, fair point.
Time to volley.
I'll be the line judge. Fair point for the cunt.
Oh, my God.
Cunt to win.
And now it's the cunt to serve.
Point to cunt.
I mean, you know how many goddamn drinks we should have had by now?
I'm going to go fill up mine in a minute because you know what we're going to? We're going to go to Al Perkins Entertainment.
I love it. Oh, this is like a three-sentence entertainment section.
It's called The Lady Weir.
Oh.
Thank God I forgot about that. Entertainment! Life is prepared! Sally Field got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, did you see the Julia Roberts, Sally
Julia
Fields?
Julia Roberts and Sally Fields.
Had a cuss off.
Going as cuss off with Jimmy Kimmel. And I want unbleeped version.
I do too.
Oh, Sally Fields walked away with the title.
She said every word possible.
Filthy, filthy, filthy.
I love it.
Casey Wilson, anyways, she's got a show. And then big premiere is coming this week, and the biggest cunty McCunstein in all of Hollywood got a new TV show.
Cunstein!
Does Cunstein count?
I'm going to go make a beverage.
So Sally Field, I don't know what is wrong with America. Why did Sally Field just not get a Walk of Fame today?
Seriously.
Because
it costs money.
Oscars and like, I know, but if she would have told me that her fan club was broke,
I would have two of our ice cubes. Thank you.
I certainly would have pitched in to help Sally Field get a start.
Here's the 50. I'll give you $200 for your $1,500.
She is still one of my favorite people. And I think it all has to do with the fact that she is starring in what has become one of the worst reviewed movies of the year.
Oh.
Spider-Man 2, Walk of Shame, or Web of Fire.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty bad. Walk of Shame.
It was. If the shoe fits.
This web burns when it spins out of my wrist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something goes wrong.
It was pretty bad.
But I just don't understand, like, what was the Walk of Fame doing? She won her first Oscar in 1979.
Seriously.
We're at 35 years, people.
You've got a nun flying, and you've got Norma Rae, and there's all kinds of shit.
And I had, so then she's on, because, of course, everyone is pushing, the spider flies around and makes an asshole out of himself, whatever that movie's called. I did not see it because I'm not in the Spider-Man camp.
Well, haven't I already seen it like 7 times?
Yes, they
kiss upside down. She's the,
we're
done,
like $300 million dollars for the 8th movie in the series of the reboot. And now we're in a reboot.
I'm not even doing that.
So, anyways, Sally Field was on Jimmy Kimmel. And Julia
again,
Roberts
I only get the niece for another 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm really upset about
and,
it.
And Julia Roberts is on there with him. And I. This is how sad a gay I am. This is what a cunt of a gay I am.
Cunt.
Even though I've seen the movie 7 million times, I could not make the Sally Field Julia Roberts connection.
What?
They had to show me a video to like
shut
drink
up.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
Seriously,
I was appalled at myself.
I'm appalled.
There was a little self-flagellation that went on. That was
there should be
somewhere
well,
else
you
in the
might
room,
have
maybe
enjoyed
with a hand
that.
Towel. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe a hand
I don't
towel
think
and
you should
lotion.
Have been able to enjoy yourself. It wasn't
well,
silence of the lambs.
Yeah, self-flagellation is in its own definition
how
enjoyable.
Do you, how do you not put those? Two?
I didn't, and I actually had to watch a video, and I'm like, oh, for the love of fuck.
God.
So, anyways,
blush and bashful.
Blush and
her
bashful.
Her colors are pink.
I can act out that whole movie for you, and I forgot that it wasn't
she
me
fell
playing.
Asleep during it.
I fell asleep during every movie. Don't take offense.
Well, I can't even talk to you.
Oh, drink done. Now call me a cunt. Oh, I feel like I'm part of a special club now.
There it is. No, it's not really that exclusive.
Yeah. No, this number, happens every Tuesday.
Their numbers are legion. That's a Bible reference,
too. Wait, does this put me in? I got nothing.
That's awesome.
The cunts are legion.
They are. Yes.
So anyway, so they do this thing, and it's bleeped, unfortunately. And the best part is Sally Field is clearly ready, and she starts early. And all of a sudden, Julia Roberts.
Now, so wait, this is at her.
This is on Jimmy Kimmel. They're standing on either side of a podium. They're playing a fake game show, and both of them look fantastic. And Julia Roberts is just giggling and laughing and trying to do the rules. And Sally Field is like yelling at her, like, "Get your shit together, woman! We're playing the game. Play the game. Stop asking questions." And then she starts swearing, and they keep beeping her,
going for throat. I mean, she's going for
it. She's going for it, and. So they're going back and forth with words, and Julia Roberts is clearly failing at this because she's laughing. She's like, "I got to play against the flying nun." Now, Julia Roberts and I are like exactly the same age. I may have like 2 months on her.
Okay.
I think she's October. I'm May. Like we're
happy
the
birthday,
same age.
By the way.
Almost. Thank you.
Welcome.
So I'm like, "You're going to make a flying nun joke, bitch? Like that's out of our
that's
out of our era.
Right,
like, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to act like you grew up with her as the flying nun."
Sure. Yeah, you did not.
But it was so funny, and all of a sudden, it's Sally Field's turn. They have 5 seconds to come up with a swear word, and Sally Field comes up with something that just makes Jimmy Kimmel almost throw up in his mouth. And Julia Roberts is shocked, and she's like, "I don't know." And you know, she has a gay son that she's
yes,
Sam. I think his name is Sam, and she loves him very much.
And like, I guess made an incredible speech recently.
Oh, we played that
like,
here, a couple years ago.
Was it a couple years ago?
It's been a while. So, anyways.
Wonderful.
Whatever it was obviously a sexual reference because they did like rusty trombone, they did ass licker, they did shit sucker. I mean, you could read their lips for some of them.
Yeah.
And some of them were just filthy. So whatever it is she said that you couldn't read because they actually blurred her lips, They blurred her lips when she said it. And so she and so Jimmy Kimmel and Julie, I can't, I'm just too focused on whatever the hell you two are doing.
It's just vodka. I poured it in there.
This is an Al Perkins drink right here.
I'll try it.
No, it'll be fine.
No, it's pretty good.
Oh, all right.
Well, no, except you're driving me home, so slow down there. No, cunt. It's
fine. I don't know.
Just to drink again.
Go ahead,
Whatever she says, it shocks the two of them, and she says, my son just taught me that. She goes, and I'm judging from the guy over there that just fell down laughing that this must be a bad thing. And then she takes the perfect pause, and she goes, or a really good thing.
Oh, I miss all the good shit.
I love it.
Oh my god, it's called the internet, darling. www.anything.com.
I'm enjoying the fact that because you didn't know about the reference.
Been revoked.
Okay, so if she says I can't say it.
No, you can't say it. You have to come up with a new one. You have 5 seconds. Begin.
All right.
She said give you one.
Okay, Tucker.
All right. Now we go to Sally.
Asshole, she said.
Oh, yeah. Kid.
That was dickhead.
I love the screaming. Yeah.
But Julia Roberts doesn't know what to do because she's not used to saying things like this in public. Right. And Stelly fails to give a shit. She doesn't give a shit. Shit for brains, she said.
Sally.
Sucker.
That was ass sucker.
Oh,
or shit sucker.
Hey, wait, she says. Wait.
Julia. Julia, you have 2 seconds.
Oh, okay. Wait. Butthole.
I don't know if I'm gonna.
It's like I'm in kindergarten.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what that just was.
This is a massacre. Julia, you have 5 seconds.
Teabagging.
Sally.
Flicker.
Oh my god.
A lot of licking going on.
Garfield's my new hero.
Rusty trombone! Is that a bad word?
I got this from my son.
Oh my god.
Julia.
What is that?
Wait, someone I'll just tell you fell later. Over laughing there, so I must have something bad. Or good.
That's when you know that the timing of that. It's two of my favorite people just having a good time. I you gotta love Jimmy Kimmel. He's having a party that we all wish we were invited to.
Absolutely. Jeffrey, by the way, said, oh my god, Al, you turn in your gay card, and Tomo let us know that the entire Southern Hemisphere is appalled. And by the way, Tomo, I'm with you.
And it was a definite brain fart because seriously, I can act out that entire movie. I just forgot that there's other people besides me in the movie. At this point, it's Steel Magnolia starring Al 7 times.
Because he just doesn't have the counter space.
I can make any animal you want except for snakes. I don't have the counter space. I mean, seriously, this is a movie I have ready in a moment. So whenever there's a break, I was on a date a couple months ago. Swear to God, I was on a date last September.
Well, you surprised me.
The shocked look over my face.
I feel like he already told us about this.
No, I didn't. I was in a surprise sexual encounter.
From us.
And, you know,
that's not a date. That is not a date.
That's called Grindr.
No,
it's not for him.
I found him in public. I still don't know how to use Grindr.
Good.
That's not a brain fart. I don't really want to learn.
Okay,
because I don't want to write down my real age. Yeah. Slightly elderly person. What's the elderly Grindr like?
Called Silver Daddies.
It's called Grinded.
Yeah.
Ground.
Wait for it.
Ground. Automatic drip too.
As we're laying there post coital and there was nothing to talk about on the church lawn.
102 times.
I think
later.
He missed the automatic drip.
I know,
part.
Totally.
No, I got awesome. That. No, this was a manual drip. Let me tell you.
Well.
I wasn't ready. I'm sorry.
We extracted that fucking liquid.
Oh, shit.
So as we're laying there post-coital,
it's all going downhill.
And the conversation was lagging, I went to my serious gay standby. Let's try some lines from Steel Magnolias.
Sure.
And that's all we did for 2 hours, like holding down each other's limp dicks was just... just two lines of steel magnolias to each other. It was a beautiful moment, very tender.
We have a snort. Oh, we have a snort. 8:47 p.m.
Holding down each other's limp dicks. Hello, limp dick.
Post-coital limp dick holding.
Equal steel magnolias.
Oh.
It was a lovely evening. Everyone still had a good time.
How could you not have told us about that date?
Holding.
Date.
Steel magnolias. Ground.
I just said that we have officially derailed.
Did you,
like, quite some time.
You we have a long grinder? Way to go before we're...
I know shit.
Did you hear that? What do you call grinder for
the elderly?
Ground.
I said grinded, and then we both went ground.
Grinded.
So if I had to pick a favorite movie in Steel Magnolias, I don't... I'm so unsure, but I would probably have to go with... I'm not crazy, Malin. I've just been in a very bad mood for 40 years. After marrying two of the most ungrateful... No, I can't remember where that goes.
Keep going, right? I like that. I would.
There's some sick tickets in this town. You can tell me. I won't tell.
Does your dress have to go over your hand?
But the best part is the pillow that I spend all my time on the couch. The pillow on my couch. I didn't say I made love to the pillow.
You want to marry the pillow now?
You said you spent time on something.
I do. I seriously spend all of my time at home with my head on this pillow with an Afghan over me and the air conditioning on. The pillow says, if you don't have something nice to say, you know, come sit.
Next to me.
Come sit by me.
That's right. Oh. Take a whack at Weezer.
Have a chicken pit parish. Give the IT say it took a whack at Weezer.
Oh, I do like that.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. I
love you more than my luggage. That's what my friend Amy and I go back and forth.
You are too twisted for color television.
Looks like two pigs fighting under a blanket.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Oh.
That is a good one.
Because I know enough to wear a girdle when I leave. That's because she was brought up right. The best line, the one from the play that's not in the movie.
You are a boil on the butt of humanity.
When... Sure, we owe them money. We can't sing a song, but we can do the entire...
Happy birthday. Exactly. Can we still do that one? No, I'm off for it.
We can sing it different.
In the play, Dolly Parton's character goes up to Julia Roberts' character, Shelby, and she says, where are you going on your honeymoon? She says, Las Vegas. She goes, oh, I hear Las Vegas is nice. It's like living in a blow dryer.
It is like a blow dryer. I love it.
I'm so mad that they cut that line because that is one of the
best.
That's
funny.
Because of course she would say that as a hairdresser.
Did you see the remake?
I did.
What did you think? Because I think because of sitting through and just knowing the original so well, I sat there and had to question it. I'm like, is it because it's a completely different cast?
They didn't go campy. What they did, because Steel Magnolias is really, I mean, honest to God, you can take my gay card away now. It's a terrible movie because they're
which is fabulous.
They have seven different
accents
and they grew up in the same block. Yeah. But the thing about it is, and everyone always tells me they cry at the end of it. I'm like, I never cry. Like, I have never. I cry at TV
like
commercials.
A bitch.
Because they never. The drama never connects. To me, it's just a comedy where they kill off a character for a joke. And it's a good joke.
Okay. Fair enough. But for me, it's like Terms of Endearment. Like,
no, that's
I think,
that's,
I think, no,
that
no,
is
but I
perfect.
Think Shirley MacLaine and Deborah Winger, the give my daughter her medicine and the screaming.
Right.
And
they do a much better job of combining comedy with drama.
Right.
And they get there. Steel Magnolias to me never lands on drama. But the remake, they could not handle the comedy, but I thought they did the drama part with the daughter dying, and I thought Queen Latifah was amazing. I thought they took it as a very serious movie.
I never got to the end of it.
Oh, it was very...
I mean, truly, because I couldn't. I was like, oh my God.
Because they didn't make it a camp classic. Like, you knew 5 minutes into that movie when there are six different Southern accents on one block that... All right. We're in dangerous territory.
Fantastic. A nail.
I will not let my personal tragedies interfere with my ability to do good hair.
She's like Shauna Cole.
A lot.
Yeah. Am I not married to someone who may or may not be a dangerous criminal? I mean, seriously, I've seen this movie 7,000 times.
But you couldn't connect.
No, I couldn't. I was like, what movie were they in together?
Kills me.
Funny. Anyways.
Just kills me.
So
Now,
we'll just bring up the entertainment section. So, 15 years ago, there was a wonderful movie with Billy Porter and Dean Cain and Zach Braff from... Scrubs. Mm-hmm. It was called The Broken Hearts Club, and it's about a gay softball team in West Hollywood. It's charming. It's funny. It's sad. It's got great music in it. It's really, really good. I have no idea where I'm going with this story.
All right.
Oh, I got it.
So me and a friend
go and see it. We saw it in New York, and we saw it right across from the part in Sex and the City where there really used to be a Krispy Kreme with a Weight Watchers above it.
Right across the street from that
was the movie theater where we saw the Broken Hearts Club, and we were like
sloppy eater,
crying our eyes out walking out of it. We absolutely loved it. 2000. We were like hugging and crying and just, it was a beautiful day. It was some friends and we were all a little hungover and a little sentimental. And it was just a beautiful movie about gay friends.
Be that way tomorrow.
So that Sunday we get the New York Times and we're reading the review of the movie, and the New York Times guy is just bashing it. He goes, this movie is so horrible and it's so stereotypical and it's so offensive to everyone. He's like, I don't know any gay men that would sit around and just quote lines from Steel Magnolias. And I'm like, oh, for the love of God, has this guy ever met a gay person?
Right. Is he gay at all?
It was so funny. Everyone that was sitting at brunch that day was like, we've been doing that for the last hour till you started reading this article.
Right.
Haven't said anything that wasn't from Steel Magnolias. Right. So it was very funny. The room dies.
And that's where you went with that.
All right, so Cunty McCunstein, and I really stretch this out because I have nothing, but Cunty McCunstein and one of the worst humans alive, as far as I'm concerned, Katherine Heigl,
who I just think
should be banned from screens.
Kind of really should.
Yes, this whole Christina leaving Grey's Anatomy thing has me in tears every week. Continue, please.
Yeah, but Katherine Heigl, who really...
I didn't cry over her leaving.
I used to like rom-coms until Katherine Heigl peed on them, and then I had to walk away.
Yeah, no, she kind of...
That 27 dresses
kind of
was cute.
It was
cute.
Yeah, but
that's
she...
That's the only one.
Because the guy on the bar dancing to Benny and the Jets, that was adorable.
That was adorable.
She wasn't, but she was.
She went out and just started like a dog, peeing on every romantic comedy.
Oh, and they're all terrible.
Was.
And the one that offends me the most is Knocked Up. That's the one that pisses me off.
Yeah, I was not.
That movie just... If someone told me... And I love a good back and
I'm
forth
glad,
and a little
a lot of people like
sarcasm.
That,
if someone in a relationship told me to fuck off that many times, I would break up with them right after they found the knife in their face. Because there would be a butcher, an 8-inch butcher knife into their cheek going out the back of their head of like, tell me to fuck off one more time, whore.
Never, honey.
I don't have any knives.
I just thought that was so tone deaf as far as like writing for a couple that... You don't like each other. And then the couple that they, like her older sister, that cunty couple that hated each other.
Yeah, with that, like, what's his name? Because he's adorable.
Paul Rudd. And that woman just kept shitting on him and telling him to fuck off. And I'm like. Mm-hmm.
But then weren't they in another movie together as a couple?
Yeah, going on 40 or 40 going on
death. I never saw that.
But I couldn't say
40 going on death.
This is 40 going on death. So Katherine Heigl gets another chance, and she gets a new series on NBC. And if she takes over for Hannibal, if Hannibal gets canceled for this cunt to get a TV series,
yeah, what is it?
We don't know.
Oh,
it's a drama. She plays a cunt. I don't know.
Okay, you're killing me with the hand.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh my God. So remember when you told all of us that the mini project wasn't canceled, and I was thrilled, and I'm so happy that it's back.
It's renewed. Yeah,
I know. I watch it every week. I love it. Ooh.
Series finale tonight, I think.
Parks and Rec, what the fuck? Like 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, do you know? Did it get canceled?
She called me.
It's renewed.
I was like, what's going on?
It's renewed.
Well, then what the hell was that about? They moved in, let's say, 10 years in the future or some shit.
No, 3 years in the future. They
No,
honest,
those kids were not three.
No, it was three. It says 3 years later. They even wrote it down for you to make it easier
those
for you.
Those kids are not 3 years old. They're like seven.
And the kids in Modern Family aren't teenagers either. One of them's in his 30s.
Oh, my God. It looks like it. Oh, God, that Luke.
They wrote it down for you 3 years
I'm
later.
I'm not a detail person. I'm That's a big picture thinker. That's
it's
teacher speak for I don't
vaguely
fucking pay
pays attention week.
Hey.
Teacher's week wasn't appropriate, so vaguely there week for you. Oh. But it still comes with cheese and popcorn. Luckily, and wine.
Oh, God. That's...
Would you like flashcards?
Okay. Now, what you do is you hit the bell, not slap your computer.
I was hitting the cheese.
Not a metaphor. Not a metaphor. Can you pass me that, please?
Can you pass the cheese or the cup drop?
Can you cut the cheese, please?
I haven't engaged in cheese yet.
The cheese, please.
So I think they were ready for... There was a chance that Parks and Rec would not get... There was a chance that Parks and Rec would not be renewed. So I think they had a mini-series finale
ready. Seems so final.
No, but it's renewed. And they will come back 3 years later.
So it's going to pick up 3 years later where they have triplets?
Or they 10 have, years later, it depends.
Yeah. No. It's 3 years later, they have the triplets, and she'll be in her new job.
Right,
and
it in just, Chicago.
And it was getting a little, it was getting a little rundown, but the best part is Jerry, Larry will have a new name.
I know, I saw that, because they reference it.
That part you caught.
Yeah. That part didn't require reading.
The intricacies.
Right. But it's like I teach that shit or something.
Just an aside, total aside.
Yep.
Did you ever watch The Big C?
Yes, loved it.
Did you love it? Okay. Love it. And that's something, so that's done.
But you know, I have a mental illness about her. You are aware of that, right?
No, Laura Linney?
Yeah, because
I enjoy her, but
Tales of the City, my favorite series of books, okay. And I'm now currently reading. And for those of you that do not have an iPhone, the joy of this is I got my manicure pedicure today.
Lovely.
And on this little device that I took to the place, I have the book that I'm reading and every song I've ever owned. So while the Asian person, I had to go for took me a while.
I'm not racist, but...
Yeah, but... let me tell you about Asians.
Helped make me beautiful.
Marnie has lost it. Oh, if you start every sentence with, let me tell you about Asians...
That was a waste of vodka!
Yeah, you are a racist.
Oh, my God!
Oh, boy.
I went through so many different versions of that word till I landed on Asian.
Well done. You can't practice that with the R word. No. God love you for the A. That's because it's at the end of the alphabet. It takes you a little longer to work through.
And sometimes you get a surprise attack from them, too.
I almost said Oriental, and I knew that was
going
wrong.
It's a rug. It's a rug.
It's a rug, darling. You married an Asian.
Other Asian.
Oh my gosh. Other Asian. Fantastic.
So that's the thing I love about my phone is I had my book and
Wait,
I had my music.
Can you tell me the title of that book, those books again?
They're called Tales of the City, but I'm reading the last book. And it's Armistead Maupin, who last summer when I was on vacation, I ended up privately and unexpectedly stalking him everywhere.
Yep.
But he was kind of stalking me too. It was kind of mutual
that's
at the time.
True. It was a
so anyways, book 9 is out today. But because I love the book so much, and when they did the first miniseries on PBS, or I think PBS did it first, Laura Linney was Marianne. And in my mind, she is Marianne. So, like, when I watch that, Marianne has cancer. Right. Like, Marianne has a TV show. No, right. Marianne doesn't exist.
Marianne's not a part of this whole thing. Right. Okay.
Right.
I do remember you talking about that. Yeah. Okay.
So, but I love The Big C. And they finished it up with a movie. They did their series finale with a movie that was just brilliantly done.
We are coming back. This is the end of hour two. Hour three is coming up. We've got Thoughtful Vulgarity. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. And Al will insult more people from...
Every walk of
from
life.
From Asia.
Cunt.
He might even help us find the flight that has disappeared.
Flying the flight.
I don't know.
The flight.
Hour three coming
vagina.
Back.
Cunt!
Don't go anywhere. Fuckers.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my God, it's 9 o'clock in Phoenix, Arizona. We are coming to you live from Studio C. If you are just joining us and you missed the wrap-up of Al telling us about his manicure...
Somehow is entertainment in this really, really. Somebody died this week too, and I forgot who they were.
Your ADD.
Well, they're still dead.
I don't understand
week.
Because somehow your ADD kicked in because you were talking about something yesterday. Oh, did you see my manicure? Where did that even come from?
Oh, it's because I needed out of her sex on the church lawn.
The 6-year-old cougar with the wedding and the church lawn.
I don't know about the cougar.
Well, she's a 56-year-old.
But. He was not younger than 56. Yeah. He was considerably older. Yeah. So she was like bear cub.
Wait, no. Actually, she was the older.
Oh, it was a cougar strike.
Yeah. That's what I said.
So math, you
can
teach that.
She can do that, listen to me. Had I put down here three something about later. Like she was 60, it would not have worked.
All right.
I would like to give a shout out but to my favorite bartender, Kat Carlson. Kat, I love when you listen.
Oh, hi, Kat. Is she here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kat. She's on Facebook. We're Facebooking about the Sally Field thing.
Me. Why isn't she doing a fucking chat room with us?
I don't know, Kat. Clayton wants to know you're not in the chat room.
Well, why don't you talk to her or text her or something?
Okay. I will.
Okay, so there's just a couple more little things to sum up.
Oh my God, I'm gonna eat this banana and it's gonna look horrible.
Imagine how the banana feels.
No! Crunch.
Okay, so Casey Wilson, who used to be on Happy Endings, that Katie and I both love. She was on Saturday Night Live for one or two seasons. On Happy Endings, the creator of Happy Endings has created a show for her. It got picked up for the fall. Oh. And I'm very excited about that because she is very funny. And then there is a TV show coming out next season that I'm very excited about. It's called Gotham. And it's kind of like the prequel to Batman because you can't get enough of that.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Spider-Man.
I don't care about the web fucker, but I really do like Batman.
What the fuck are you doing?
What is gang signs?
I don't know. But then it turned into that.
Scissors.
Well, apparently it became scissors.
Scissors. Yeah. And then for your entertainment.
Scissors next to scissors.
Let me entertain you.
But money. Go on.
I'll pay Sondheim. What's he want?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the Met Gala.
Let me do a few tricks.
Oh, we'll do two things. First off, the Derby, the Kentucky Derby, which is NBC wanted
fancy hats.
NBC wanted to up the ante a little bit, and they thought they were going to get bigger celebs. They did not. It's still kind of B and a half level, like B minus level celebrities.
Do you mean Johnny Weir, the Lady Weir?
No, the Lady Weir is a commentator.
Did not bring the A-listers.
No, but they're waiting because that will. We're like a year away now. Getting closer to someone besides the Kardashian whores showing up. But soon it's going to become a big. But
the Kardashian cunts.
Don't forget, it still takes place in Kentucky.
Yeah. Well,
wild lovely.
It's okay, because seriously, it's Kentucky.
No, it's lovely. I've seen the bluegrass of Kentucky. I've been there. The blue Kentucky rain. They're not lying. That bluegrass, I don't know how they do it. It's some kind of mirage.
I could give a shit about the grass. Two of our very good friends just moved there.
Oh, and that's sad for them. But Kentucky.
Oh, it is fucking sad for them.
But it is lovely.
Who knew you could move down from Prescott?
So that's not a quick drive or a quick flight. So, but the A-lists are coming. But they did the thing, and the Lady Weir, and I thought my joke was funny, but clearly I used too many big words.
Why?
About she should have just didacted the hat instead of.
Oh, I heard was deducted, and then I just quit listening. Remember, I said good word choice.
Oh yeah, you said
there wasn't a strip at the bottom that said like Alice.
Three years later.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
I thought it was funny, but clearly I was using too big.
Can you finish? Because all I heard again was deducted.
By the way, and right now she can't focus.
Oh. I said, oh no.
Glasses are off.
Now it's just laborious. But
good word choice again.
That's a good one.
I like it.
I wish my kids were listening. Just kidding.
No,
just kidding.
God, not at all.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there it is. So that happened. But I really have to say that Tara Lipinski, even though the Lady Weir was using his evil fist to guide her in some kind of
I don't want to know about Weir fisting Lipinski. I don't want to know about
fisting Lipinski. It's a new A&E show.
No, it'll be on Bravo. Yeah,
it's not TV.
Andy
it's
Cohn
HBO.
Is going to be all over the Lady Weir fisting Lipinski.
No, you don't need the first part. It's just called Fisting Lipinski.
I like it.
It'll have, what's her name from The Closer?
Kira Sedgwick.
Kira Lipinski, sorry, Kira Sedgwick.
Oh, I do like her.
I do a lot.
Still from
Singles. And Lou Diamond Phillips as the guest star. Anyways, because he'll be fisting Lipinski.
Well, because he knows all about.
Good Lord.
So anyways, Lipinski I thought looked really good. I have to I give her like 10 plus points for how good she looked.
She's adorable though.
But then we go back to, and you have to find this on your own because I think it happened today, or if it didn't happen this weekend, but the Met Gala happened. And if you are not aware of how fashion can go completely wrong, then you have not been paying
attention.
You've
not been watching.
Then you weren't at my brother's wedding.
You were
not. No.
Well, there's New Jersey gone.
No, because of what I wore.
Oh.
Blue pants?
Yeah. Well, I just didn't fit in. I have a picture of people in leopard dresses and tits falling. I have all kinds of pictures.
You got one out of two, babe.
Wait, you went to a wedding for Jersey Shore?
Oh, my God.
But
oh, my God. Tell them.
Time out. Apparently... What?
I'm so excited, reality TV.
Which part? Oh, that part.
Oh, you're not telling them that part?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to. So the best man, one of the groomsmen, got some guy, and I don't know if anybody out there will understand what the fuck this is. I'm too old for it. But some guy named Danny Cheeto, which I pictured as like a bag of orange things, but no, it's like some spelled differently. Danny Cheeto is someone who is like the DJ, rave DJ.
Oh yeah, because we're all at raves all the time.
I know, right? All over the country. So we're standing there and all of a sudden the DJ
pass me the MDMA.
Something. Fucking loud.
Amounts of rain.
I thought that stood for Madonna.
I know, me too.
And then I found out it was a drug.
Totally. So,
ground.
Anyway, that happens.
But
guess who was one of the finalist people for a callback for the Jersey Shore?
At the wedding?
No, her brother.
My brother was.
Frankie.
Exciting. Yeah.
I know. Frankie looked at me and he goes, yeah, I mean, like, there were all these callbacks. And he was at, like, one of the top bars down there. And they came in. He goes, so it's for this fucking show. And it turns out to be the Jersey Shore. And I thought, really? That would have kind of sucked. Like, gym, tan, laundry.
That would have fucking thrilled me beyond
belief. Oh, my God.
Belief.
She wouldn't have known what to do with herself.
So it's a happy,
I never
sad
watched
day
that show.
It's
I
a
never
happy, sad show, day. It's a happy for me and
and the him. Harry and the Henderson's home. I think that makes you Harry.
No. No.
That's funny because that's how I was like teased relentlessly throughout school was that I was Harry the Henderson. So thanks for calling her Harry for once.
No, but that's me. Yep. Sure. Anyway, digress. Aww.
So the gala sorry, at the guys Met every year, and what it is you get to.
What are we talking about?
No, it's an event every year. And honest to God, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know if it's a museum or the Met.
I remember you talking
about
the Met.
But everyone wears like they try to be as artful and as fashion forward as possible, and it leads to
do they ever cut off their ear?
Yes.
I want to be Van Gogh.
They do.
Do they do that?
They do. No. So highlights include.
Is it like the avant-garde challenge of Project Runway?
Yes, but it is.
In full?
It's what they're designing for. And you can always rely on Sarah Jessica Parker. And whatever.
Oh, I saw pictures from Andy Cohen and Sarah Jessica Parker last night. Yeah. Is that what it was?
It's from the gala and the Met.
I'm a Bravo whore.
But Neil Patrick Harris and David Burka. David Burka, I think, is disguised as a game of Twister.
You use the word burka in disguise. Can we talk about that?
Burka
in the skies with diamonds. Yes.
Kate Upton is from the cast of Oliver. Okay. Like, it's always fun to. Oh, and Kristen Stewart, still not dead, but she showed up. You just have to watch it. All you do is every year the
Met
Gala.
Are you not her fan either?
No one is a her fan.
No, but I mean, like,
her parents are probably fans.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe
they
not.
May not like her at all.
No, I think they escaped her.
Oh.
Well, then why is she such
Kat
a big Carlson deal?
Kat Carlson is in the chat room.
I do not understand that. Oh, and I just recently watched.
Kat Carlson, she's just not room chatting. Oh.
I watched Panic Room recently, where she plays Jodie Foster's diabetic daughter. And she was pretty good in that, and she seemed to be able to display several emotions. This skill has eluded her. Ever since.
I know. Every picture you see, she's like, this is happy. This is sad.
Yeah.
Dave Ayer.
She has the range of a dead bird.
And what kind of bird?
That is giving birds a bad rap.
All the joy. But with
they
my apologies.
Deserve it. The birds goddamn deserve it. There's no apologies necessary.
Right.
But Sarah Jessica Parker, she's Oscar de la Renta. I'm pretty sure it's Oscar de la Renta. Oh. Never disappoints. She always gets the challenge right. And even if you think I wouldn't wear that, you would at least think this bitch just can dress. Like, she gets these people get her. And she knocks it out of the park. But it's always fun. So the Met Gala. And then you'll just see people and you're like, you're a fucking freak. But it's fun. It's a fun thing to watch. I want to say.
Don't drop your computer.
Oh, it's better from the back. You got to see it from the back.
That's what he said?
You're a con! Uh-huh. I love it.
Oh,
cheers.
God, I really am going to drop it.
Yeah, we got to get a point it to Ernie on that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll be
point
here all night.
Ernie.
Goes to Ernie.
45 minutes.
You and I are 1-1 now.
Yay!
Ooh,
tied with Clayton McKee.
Tied.
That's a big
me
fucking deal in
yeah
my life.
You got 50 minutes left. Good luck.
No.
Good luck. Good luck.
That's all I got for entertainment.
Time out. Entertainment. Best supporting actress.
It is pretty from the back.
Nyong.
Oh, we're doing Asians again.
Lupita Nyong'o. Yeah. That's why I think it's Oscar de la Renta, because it looks like he signed
totally
the bottom.
It does look like that.
But actually, I think he signed the bottom. Does
that
say
is a
Oscar
problem
de la Renta on the bottom?
It's very pretty.
Was it embroidered?
It looks like it. I love that SJP.
Okay, go ahead and say that again.
It's embroidered.
Embroidered. It's how I say that.
Embroidered.
It's how I say that. Cheese that starts with a G.
Embroidered.
The Gruyere cheese.
Gruyere.
Oh, that reminds me of what I hate when the traffic people here in town say.
I just want to point one thing out.
Say, I'm waiting.
He is fucking hot.
When they say
Veep.
And they say Guadalupe, and it's Guadalupe. Who's the what's that? Who's going there?
He's her hot doctor.
Give me a name.
Yes, relax over there, fucking hot. Jesus.
Just relax. Reed Scott.
Yes. Oh, he was he was very good looking on the big C too.
Because all of a sudden I'm like, who is that guy?
Oh, and I have to do a great service because
what
are you talking about?
Well, Martin says he's fucking hot.
You need to look out. Relax.
He is really cute.
Wait, top center?
Top center and bottom center.
Oh, I don't know. Well, again, that's what he said.
He's really good. But this one only likes him brown and 5 feet two. So a tall,
not according to Facebook.
Yeah.
Not Michelangelo. Michelangelo's too tall. Can we talk about that?
A tall white guy with a job is not going to get it done. Anyways, that sounded racist.
God, you are offending. Al is offending everybody tonight.
I just offended white guys, which is a new minority.
What is
according to Bill O'Reilly?
She's gonna die over here. We got
what
her.
Is wrong?
I know CPR if I need it.
And by if you need it, if you don't choose to use it, I know it.
All right,
I just need it.
I have one more thing because I always find out that there's sad people that don't have HBO. Now, Tomo, if you're still listening,
I have it.
Now, Tomo,
I pay for it.
My girl has it.
It's just Tomo. It's Tomo. I'm so sorry because this is lost off.
Tomo's gone.
But Silicon Valley. And I have to get this guy's name right because not only is he the most beautiful thing on high definition TV.
Stop talking about Clayton is right.
Give me a name. I'm ready to Google.
Oh, Christ Lord.
I don't look
that
up.
Do not look that up.
I don't know that person. Tell me more.
So, wait. Are you looking up someone right now?
Yes. But anyways, so Silicon Valley, if you're not watching Silicon Valley.
Yeah, you said that last
week. Oh, that's a show?
Yes. It really is getting funnier and funnier. I thought it was going to be another like kind of boring show that no one could understand why we were watching
it. I watched it for like a minute and was kind of hooked.
But yeah, and it has gotten funnier and funnier and funnier.
Silicon Valley. It's a show on HBO that is about basically like the Apple guy.
Steve Jobs.
Thank you.
Still dead.
Still dead. That's correct.
And one of the main characters on Silicon Valley is actually dead, too.
Oh.
This was his last episode was...
apparently.
His last episode was tonight.
What was
was on Sunday night. He died from filming.
What's the character's name?
I can't remember.
Not his real name.
I want everyone in the chat room to look up Reed Scott. And I want you to see if you think he's hot.
Thomas
Because apparently my girlfriend crazy over this one.
Thomas Middleditch, Josh Brenner, Martin Starr, Kumail Nanjiani.
Do we have pictures?
Oh, who's this Ali guy? Who's this Ali Maji?
Oh yeah, that's the one that they told the graphic artist he was Mexican. He's Indian.
On which show?
On Silicon Valley. So he would do the graphic.
Oh my god! Reed Scott. Sorry.
What?
Not here.
No.
Different.
Nope.
Oh
shit! Whoa!
It's okay. It's okay. It didn't get on anything. It was electronic.
There's paper towels behind you.
I'm on it.
Oh my god! How could I not find this guy? He was on The Office. He's actually guest starring at the same time on Veep.
No,
and he's Oscar? The second person in the fucking poster for the show, and I can't find him.
Andy Buckley, Jake Broder,
Oscar from The Office.
Who's this guy? Charon Prabhakar.
No, and that's the guy that's dead. Christopher Evan IT Walsh. Guy. No, he's the business manager. I want to say his name is Richard, but he should not be like down in the people that aren't on the show's credits.
Richard is Tom Middleditch.
That's an awful name.
Oh, Richard's the main character. Jesus Christ. Anyways, this guy, he's so funny. He's on Veep. He's on The Office. And I just have to go through every name because I cannot figure out why he's not first listed. Because he's kind of the... He's one of the six people in the fucking poster. Anyways, he's on Veep, and he's very funny on Veep. He's Amy's boyfriend for a year.
Oh!
He's on Silicon Valley. He was on The Office for several years, and he is another one.
You're talking Tony Hale.
No. He's a minor.
Reed Scott, I thought, was
They're the ones that are pretending to flirt.
Oh, but okay.
She's dating the guy from
Martin Starr.
Okay, that's where I'm at right now. Is where I think they're dating.
It's killing me because they don't like. How can this guy's
this
name not be in
stunning
here?
Stunning radio for people. Who
anyways, move on. Somebody else go. Somebody else go.
Well, there's nothing else to go.
No, I wanted to see if anybody had watched, because I did not, and I apologize for that, but there was an article that caught my eye. 2 weeks ago, a month ago, I don't know, a year ago, we talked about how there were no black actresses on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Before they, we talked about that like a week before they hired them.
This episode was very good.
Well, okay, so you did watch it.
I did.
Okay, so there was a big deal with my gal from Scandal, Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington.
Yes.
So Kerry Washington, she played like every black part possible, right?
She used to have a baby?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, she had a
male or female.
It was a baby.
But male or female,
shot
I'm
right
not
out
sure.
Of the cannon.
But apparently there was a big deal with Leslie Jones, who's the new black actress. There were three black people that were put on to SNL. Two were writers, one was an actress. And this Leslie Jones is the actress. And there was some slavery skit that she did. Is that correct,
Al? Oh, yeah. She was on... She did...
On the news.
On the Weekend Update.
Here, look at this and see if that... Because it's apparently a big backlash. Huge backlash. About the fact that she did the slavery skit... And it was a kind of a big fucking deal from reading
it was,
that.
It was uncomfortable. She went on and she was talking about...
And it was her first time on camera.
Yeah, her first time on camera. And she's a very attractive woman. She is... I want to say she's 6 feet tall. And because she makes
She's a big gal.
She makes reference tall. To her size a couple times.
Yep.
Yes.
Zach Woods?
Yes, it is Zach Woods. I just found him too.
He's not Indian.
No, he's not Indian. I said that's why I kept saying, like, why is he only listed in four episodes? Not only is he in every episode, but he's number two in the poster. When you look at the poster, it's Times Square, and he's beautiful.
He's Gabe on The Office.
Yeah, he's Gabe on The Office.
Yeah, in love with Aaron.
No. But watch him on High Def TV. He has the most beautiful skin that has ever graced a TV screen.
I'll Google it.
No. You have to watch him on a High Def TV.
Well, I understand, but I'm going to look for better pictures.
Because every time he comes on TV, I'm like, oh my God, that skin. Please, God, let me have that skin. So anyway, so she comes on.
Yep.
It's translucent. It's so beautiful. So she comes on. She does this thing about Lupita Nyong'o being the most beautiful woman.
That's why
most
I was talking
woman.
About Nyong'o. Yep.
So she says, okay, how about the most useful person in the world? She's like, so you want to date someone beautiful and you go online and you find Lupita. And that's who you're going to pick over me. And the new host of Weekend Update goes, well, yeah, she's more beautiful. You go outside, and there's three members of the Crips and Blood standing there, and it's me and Lupita. Who are you going to pick? And he's like, well, I'm going to go with you. She's like, right, because I'm a 6-foot-tall black bitch. I'm going to win.
Right.
And then she went on this whole thing about how in the slave days, she would have been the prized possession because everyone wanted to breed her.
Yes.
Because she was like big boned and tall and strong.
Big breeder thing.
And it went on and on and on. Yeah. And it was funny and it was seriously uncomfortable.
Okay.
But it was funny, but I could. And
now, uncomfortable because it was about slavery?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, and you could see where, like, I may not be your target audience for the joke, but you could also see where I was finding the laughs in it. Like,
But were you, that was what the article was about. Were you laughing for the right reasons?
Oh, yeah, I got what she was saying. I completely got what she was saying, that in the world of, especially, I just read an article from Orange is the New Black, where they were talking about, like.
But John Boehner?
No. Yes, John Boehner.
Just checking.
Where they were talking about the definitions.
He's a cunt.
Yeah, he is a cunt. I'll drink to him being a cunt.
There you go.
I thought you said John Denver for just a second.
Still dead.
Just a second.
Still dead.
Cunt.
Oh, yeah, dead.
Rocky Mountain High.
No, not
Colorado.
Still dead. Rocky Mountain, not quite
you're going
high
there.
Enough.
Not high enough.
But he died in California.
He crashed that fucking plane.
Boom. Kind of like Sonny Bono.
Reba McEntire died in a plane. Yes.
Yes. Same thing. Same disease.
Shame Chong.
Same song.
Back to the perfume counter.
Back to the perfume counter. For me.
Same.
So
song.
No, I got like I honestly oh, did.
Buddy.
I honestly did get the humor in it, but I could see where it was so like on the
questionable.
Edge.
Okay,
and I could see where this would be something.
Did you think that then?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Oh no.
As
I mean,
you were
I was,
watching it, you
I
were
was,
like,
I was on my Steel Magnolias pillow, clutching my afghan.
You didn't know that at the time, though, because you weren't sure of. Because
I thought I started
Sally
in it
Field
playing seven roles
and Julia Roberts
in a tour de force performance, a one woman show, if you will. that takes place in my living room three times a week.
He is seven stars.
Dark
on the
Thursdays.
Dark on Thursdays.
That's when we do the Lifetime
version.
Not
to be racist, but
hello.
That doesn't mean he does blackface on Thursdays.
Yes, it does.
Or Asian. Yeah. Or
actually,
Asian.
Cunt.
He does his nails on Thursdays.
Oriental.
No.
Asian.
For the win.
Like a key at a block, please. Thank you, Ray.
IKEA.
Not IKEA. A Kia. A Korean car.
I heard Swedish IKEA.
He's buying it a car. Matter. He's not putting together a book.
Either way, it's fucking funny.
That's all I would do with IKEA furniture is block
Sweden
something.
Sweden is only
with
where
it.
You go as a joke.
Yeah. It's a meatball.
Oh, a lot of meatballs there. Yeah. So, anyways.
Same song.
But same song.
Oh my god.
Poor Marnie, she can't swallow tonight. No wonder she's not a gay man.
Praise Jesus or whatever you guys talk about.
So I can honestly tell you that this was the first time I thought Saturday Night Live was cutting edge in a lot. I have not felt that close. Because that's what Saturday Night Live always was.
I agree.
Remember when Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase?
She does not, but yes.
No, I do too. And every generation says, oh, remember when Saturday Night Live? But truly,
but it's very famous when Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase.
Yeah, but cutting edge is different than just funny. Like, it used to be funny all the time.
There's an old episode where it's actually in the first season where Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase are sitting there and they're trading racial slurs.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
No.
And so he says...
That's a job interview
porch
thing.
Porch monkey. Mm-hmm. This one says honky. Yeah. This one says right. something. Yeah. And then finally Chevy Chase says the N-word. And Richard Pryor goes, dead honky.
And it was hysterical.
But it was one of those things where it was so uncomfortable at that point to watch two people just call each other racial epithets. And then... All of a sudden,
you're full of big words tonight. I love it.
But it's also
teacher
something.
Day,
it was also something that it was such a great program because.
Did you say program? Were you sitting on your goddamn Davenport eating your hot dish when you were watching the program? Jesus, Grandma.
I'm watching all stories.
More stories.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, wait, we got to find the name. His name is Zach Woods. Zach Woods.
I already said that.
No, but Jeffrey just asked in the chat room. His name was Zach Woods.
I thought
he wasn't paying attention to the caption underneath me 3 years later.
And
Zach Woods.
But he
Gabe
is
from the office.
Ready. Seriously, if you have 1080p TV, this guy's skin
I don't even
will
know
change
what you
your
just
life.
Said.
1080i.
So anyways,
I have it.
I understand why there would be something like this written of people being afraid of it, and I could see where a lot of... Saturday Night Live's audience, which is predominantly white because they don't have a lot of marketing. You know what I mean?
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it really is.
But the opening skit took on the guy from the Clippers. It took on him, they did it with
Jay
Farrow.
That's me.
Yeah, they did it with Jay Farrow. They did it with the new girl whose last name starts with a Z, but I don't know her name. And Kenan Wayans, but that's not his name either. Kenan Thompson is his name.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Kenan
like,
and Kel.
Shut up.
That White Castle show.
Cunt?
Yeah.
Three years later.
But they did. So they're integrating, and to bring out that comedian and show how edgy she could be, it was very funny.
And my understanding was that she is very good.
Yeah.
Very good, but kind of Herculean.
Well,
in presentation.
But the thing was,
so,
is it took Saturday
like,
Night Live to a level they were not at. And Andrew Garfield, a delight. He was.
Is that the new guy?
The new Spider-Man 6 or whatever the hell that movie's called.
I thought we didn't like that movie.
I didn't like the movie, but he's a delight.
Who's the new SNL guy? The new.
His name's Jason Josh. He's a very generic white guy.
Yeah, I didn't like him at all.
He's got a very bland delivery, and he needs to work on it.
Okay,
because
I thought that's who you were referring
to.
He's
coming from like 11 years of sarcasm, and he is not he does not have a sarcastic delivery, and neither does she.
Okay,
and she's very funny, but it's a whole different. You've been used to sarcasm
for all,
where like you know when they did like. Right. Someone has just come up with an indestructible plastic, and then they cut to Tina Fey in a related story.
Right.
Joan Rivers will live forever.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
Exactly. I hate that cunt.
Ignorant
that fucking cunt.
But so, I mean, even dating back to the news,
right? This level of sarcasm, he just doesn't have it. His jokes are very straightforward.
Yep.
He's very bland. He's not the greatest. I don't think a less than one season.
I think they're going to have to get
but
somebody
Andrew
different.
Andrew Garfield is a cute cutie, and he's trapped in that. My Spiderweb Burns movie, whatever it's called.
Okay. Perfect.
Anyways,
I had Mr. students McKay? Ask me about herpes today. Speaking of things burning,
you have herpes today?
Well, my students asked me about herpes.
It burns.
Teacher Appreciation Day. That's what I get asked about.
Not sure what the fuck that means.
And Clayton. Oh,
bringing me on derailed the show fucking 3 hours ago. So
not even kind of. It's fabulous.
Oh, Katie.
Mr. McKay.
Wait, what?
Well, he's done with entertainment.
Sports!
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
So, were you wanting to do something?
What do I have?
I don't.
I have that Michael Jordan was doesn't like white people.
Okay.
I said, Clayton, what do I have to prepare? He said nothing unless you want to. And then I looked up for sports stories.
Please.
On the Huffington Post, I looked for sports stories.
I love it.
Okay. So
but
hey,
I only looked on the Huffington Post. I didn't look on anywhere else.
No, you go ahead.
So you're ready?
No, I really have.
I have the other stuff.
Okay, see, play the music.
In sports.
Do I say words right now?
Aaron Henderson in sports.
Jordan is racist. I'm dragging it off. And that Clippers guy is racist too. And can't be an NBA owner anymore.
And
this is a long. And then Al said Asian instead of Oriental.
I mean,
Katie June, I hope Palmer's feeling better.
Cut.
Wow. We got one of America's teachers drunk.
Say that again about teachers are drunk.
What? I said we got one of America's teachers drunk.
She wasn't talking about racism.
I may have turned down the air conditioning too much.
Oh no, I went. I took it 2 degrees more than you. And then I closed off all the vents in the house, so it's only balling in here.
You have no idea. I'm still warm.
Wait a minute,
for real.
I don't know how that's possible.
Time the fuck out.
I'm hot flashing.
You turned it down so that it'll be colder?
Yes.
A while ago, babe.
No. He thought he did a good job.
When I took my
shirt
off and I took my shoes off.
Wait,
are you
freezing
hot.
Now?
Oh, cool.
And then I took all the air vents in the house and shut them off, it's all coming right in.
Do you remember I'm going through premenopause?
Yeah, do you remember I'm 10 years older and I'm not? I am cold.
I'm hot flashing.
Did you get your shot, by the way?
Today.
God damn.
Today.
Next week will be a better show.
Dodged a bullet there.
I love you, honey.
Do you have cookies? Where are those?
Chocolate cupcakes.
Chocolate cupcakes.
Ooh, I enjoy those too.
Oh wait, now I have to find that story about Michael Jordan.
I would like a cupcake in my garage.
Keep going with that.
I don't know what the hell. It just seemed like the right accent to do.
Yeah, I don't know why I think you're my mother. Probably because of how much time you spend inside me.
Oh, that's uncomfortable. Huh? That's really uncomfortable. You're
that was
a cunt.
Really weird.
Don't you remember?
Wait, slow down. I'm out of wine.
In Living Color.
In
I'm Dixie
color.
Wedgeworth.
Oh my gosh.
Look outside, old used to do it all the time. I do remember
you
that.
You can drive around my block a couple times and park your car in my garage. When Pool Boy would ask her, Dixie, why do I think you're my mother? Probably because of how much time you spent inside of me.
And then she'd move and she'd go,
Moisture.
Oh, my God.
Did you find the Michael Jordan story?
Michael Jordan doesn't like white people.
Is that it?
That's her whole goddamn story.
Okay, so Michael Jordan apparently grew up, slam by, my internet's a little bit slow because I only have 15 minutes left on my battery.
I don't know why, it can't be slow in this house. This is suck your dick internet speed here, baby.
Oh.
Suck your dick internet.
That's why you're lacking
in
speed.
Don't insult his internet cunt.
I'm glad I don't have a dick. Okay, what? So I said I'm glad I don't have a dick because otherwise, you know, lesbians.
Bring back a napkin. It's gonna get ugly. Wherever you're going.
Can you title the show Bring Back a Napkin, please?
Can you get a squeegee?
That's fucking funny shit.
Go to the shop and get a squeegee.
I love that we're on video while I just shove chocolate in my mouth.
Now I can't find the story. Anyway,
it's a
Michael
far away
Jordan
shot.
Just has a book that's out about that he doesn't... that.
That's fair.
Stand by.
What do you have in front of?
I don't like everybody.
Really?
Neither at all.
True fucking story.
Do you want to talk about that Clippers guy? Because he's a massive racist. Also, he's got to be rich because look at that girl.
He owns an NBA team. What do you mean he's got to be rich? He is.
Whether he owned it or not. She was 12 years old and little hot little thin
He bought
thing.
It for a song.
Yeah, he bought it at a fire sale.
Right.
Well...
when they were
regardless.
The Buffalo, what were they called?
Braves.
Yeah.
Racist. It's like Buffalo Squaws.
Squaw Peak. Pike's Peak.
Washington Redskins?
Yeah, they got that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
How about the Yuma Criminals?
The what?
The high school in Yuma. They're the Yuma criminals.
Shut up.
Can't make that shit up.
Why would they do that?
That gives you something to aspire to in high school when your team right. mascot's a criminal.
Woo-hoo! It's like the artichokes at Scottsdale Community College.
Is he a smooth criminal?
Wait, how did I miss the fucking chocolate?
How did I miss the chocolate cupcake shit?
Because you got to pass me a napkin to get one.
Oh, okay, stand by.
Because you brought him. What do you mean? Oh, what you came with her? Wait.
This has gotten ugly fast.
No, seriously. Stop talking about me. I'm
not
here.
But don't you love the fact that the Yuma criminals, it's very vague. Are they rapists? Is it breaking an entry? Like, what's
the open.
Crime?
Wide open. You can't pin nothing on me.
Is it the Hamburglar?
Okay, well, you know, we don't...
He's a criminal.
What was that big purple thing? Remember that purple?
Grimace.
Was that the Hamburglar?
Grimace. The Hamburglar was in stripes. Yeah. Big,
the little mask. The raccoon mask.
Yeah, he had a raccoon hat, and he also had a zoot suit hat.
He was very inconspicuous. Zoot suit you almost never noticed him.
Well, anyway.
I can't believe you're using a McDonald's reference. That's really what I'm... What's the ice for?
Me? Oh. I thought the big purple thing that she's worried about.
Wait a minute. We're talking about McDonald's characters.
Grimace.
What the hell is it? Why would you name something in a food place called Grimace?
I don't know, but
who's
I'm
in
concerned.
Charge of that marketing? There's a Hamburglar and then there's a Grimace for the person that ate the Filet-O-Fish.
Maybe it's the vegetarian.
Oh my God, I love the Filet-O-Fish. It's my favorite.
That's the Filet-O-Fish Grimace.
Hence.
Available as a hand puppet.
The purple guy.
Also available as a hand puppet.
Oh my God.
Hello, hand puppet.
This coming from the person who eats a sandwich that's shaped like a rack of ribs, but there's nothing fucking rib about it.
Oh, last week tonight.
Look, don't get him offended.
Oh, all right, last
he'll
week
talk about the McRib.
P.S. Where are the cupcakes?
Right here. Are you blind? Oh, that computer.
There you go.
The computer you keep hitting. So, anyways, last week tonight with John Oliver. So funny.
Thanks for getting me off the Michael Jordan thing.
But he tackles the death penalty, and he tells you that if you listen to his rant about the death penalty in a comedy show, he'll show you a hamster eating a burrito.
Okay. Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
It really was.
I did not understand a word of that. Give me your...
I feel 100% responsible for the derailment of the show.
A guy made a film, and he made a miniature set, and he made little tiny burritos, and he made them with tweezers. And he puts the little burritos on a table, and hamsters come up to the table and eat the little mini burritos. Swear to God.
Out of what?
Burritos.
Little hamster burritos.
He used tweezers, dear.
That's what I heard was tweezers.
Make a burrito.
Judging by your eyebrows, you've never seen them.
Oh, my God. That's funny because I over-tweezed so bad. Oh, my God. I could kiss you for saying that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a compliment.
Look. Okay, by the way.
Okay, I didn't know.
I'm done.
I didn't know Slam Fest was going to come to close here.
I'm never very friendly right after I go to this
fucking
little
outstanding.
Yay nurses thing.
Oh, that was tasty.
Gay nurses.
And judging by
yay
your eyebrows.
Nurses.
Oh, gay.
I've got to tell you.
When is
the... The only reason I'm laughing is
holes in my eyebrows from over-tweezing. High school, I was 17 years old.
Thanks, Al. Thoughtful vulgarity.
A lot of people are 17 in high school.
Because a 20-year-old in high school is just sad.
Or stupid.
Yeah, probably
God
both.
Bless them.
Special?
God bless. Well,
I know who won.
I know who the winner is. Oh, I know who the winner is.
You know the retard's pants are completely off, right?
Quoting movie lines. Jesus. Okay, tell your story about when you were prepubescent in high school.
So this horrible cunt, drink up, my friends, because she's a fucking cunt.
I know her name.
In high school, but she's a fucking cunt. She corners me in her living room. She like shoves me on the couch, sits on my stomach, which was
a lot bigger. Let it go.
And has tweezers and starts tweezing the fuck out of my eyebrows because I'd never done it before, and I was Brooke Shields times 10.
At least like, that she was going up here.
Caterpillars on my face. And she over-tweezed, and then I got addicted, and then I have permanent holes. I color them every day. Thank you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, can I tell you a secret? Same thing happened to me with a cunt.
See?
I'm going to walk past that one, too.
Careful. Did you refresh me?
Careful with your wording.
By the way.
Careful with your wording. Make it a song, it's happy. Make it a song, it's happy.
Anyway, so that's why mine are so loop.
And God, I don't know what to do. And we're done.
So
do you want to keep talking about that, babe?
Last week tonight on John Oliver, he was talking about the death penalty, and he said if you listen to his rant about the death penalty, he would show the hamsters eating burritos. And his conclusion was, it sounds good, but is it morally responsible to have this in the modern world? And he said it's kind of like the McRib. It sounds good, but is it morally responsible?
Stop talking shit about my filet of fish, Clayton McKee.
In the modern world. And he seriously is like, McDonald's, you can have that slogan for free. And he puts a picture of the McRib with that underneath.
The slogan is what again?
It looks good. Is it morally responsible to have this in the
world? That's funny. I like it.
And just the fact that he took, like, it really is. It's a little, in case you're didactic, it's a little beyond you.
Oh, keep going.
I love it. It's a little bit lectury. It's a little teachy. He really does go a little on and on.
I haven't taken
kind of like me, so I like him.
That's weird.
It's like a mirror.
Thank you. With a British guy, yeah. It's a very, very funny show, but it's very thought-provoking because he takes on really serious topics.
Show?
Yeah, it's called Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on HBO. It's John Oliver, the British guy from The Daily Show.
Yeah.
He has a new show on HBO.
I missed that part, show part.
But he is very funny. Fantastic. And he's the one that keeps taking NBC, not NBC, CNN, Fox, and MSNBC to task for what they're covering. And
he only does the once a week. He says, no.
Yeah, if it happens on a Tuesday, well, you'll hear about it on Sunday.
Like if it happens on Sunday, you'll hear about it if it happens before
11. Yeah.
Right.
So it's very funny.
Very cute.
And last week, he really took on the story about the Nigerian girl. Are they Nigerian?
Oh, my God.
200 girls that were kidnapped?
And more now today. More today.
So he took that on, and now CNN, like, some of the networks are actually starting to cover that, which shows them the misogyny of those people because it took them that long to do that.
They've been out looking for a goddamn plane. That's
who has
got to be somewhere.
Which, if it was an American, honest to God, if this was an American plane, it would be worse. Like, you have to think of this in context.
If these were American girls that were missing.
Yes. Everything would be slightly higher, except
exactly.
for Benghazi.
Well, but, correct.
I mean, it's just, and then the other meme today is all about, you know, because the Benghazi thing has been kind of done, and now the CBS memo. But everybody has now started posting about the Beirut embassy in 1982 or 1983, where like 270 people were killed under Reagan, and how that was like not to be politicized, and we weren't supposed to talk about it. So that's the new thing. It was
my God.
Oh, yeah, you guys were so concerned. So what are
your thoughts
on this?
I saw a little snippet on that,
yeah.
But I didn't even connect the dots on that. So I thought it was interesting timing-wise that, you know, cute with Obama talking about Hillary in Kenya and what are you going to talk about because she's obviously not from Kenya. And then there's this
really hard to prove that.
Really hard to prove that, though. There's this person who can kind of come out of the woodwork. And I'm quite certain that we all have those fucking people in our past that can kind of walk out of the woodwork and fuck everything up.
Oh, she did it today. We're talking about the same bitch.
Are we talking about a blue dress with some cum on it?
Oh, I saw that too.
It's time to burn the beret and bury the dress. Burn them both. Say one fire,
and
two solutions.
That's one problem, two elegance.
And now she is becoming the face, wants to be the face for bullying on the internet.
Bullshit.
Have you seen that?
I haven't
seen
that.
Did you hear anything?
But, I'm sorry, fucking Monica. There wasn't the internet when you were in the White House.
Time out. Because I will always play fair, I'm going to give that. I mean, in reading what she had said, she stated, you know, I take responsibility.
It was consensual. It was consensual. And she says that she did not feel abused until afterwards when everyone went after her. And then it turned into bullying.
I'm sorry. When you give the president
time the fuck out. And
I don't
mean that with love.
I disagree with
women. I'm telling you right now. I am in the White House. Somebody is going to do their services as I'm sitting by the bat phone, and I'm fine with that. Like because I'm protected.
But she became the scapegoat for everybody.
Did.
And there
she
was no.
Did.
She gave a blowjob. She didn't like bring down the United States.
No, I'm with you.
And
but if you expect to do that and not be the butt of anybody's joke, you're a fucking idiot.
Right, but you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be the butt of every joke.
I'm with you.
You should be the butt of a couple jokes.
Yes, the butt of a couple jokes is one thing, but to have an impeachment trial over a blowjob.
You're right. Yep. You're right. Like, I totally agree with that.
And the thing is that when
and
we
to
talk
define
about that,
a presidency
yes, that
over a blowjob.
But so in essence, what you're saying now is about Bill Clinton. But everything that was talked about was about Lewinsky. And I mean, please, seriously, she was in her early 20s. And
25.
I don't,
she was 25.
I don't know, mid-20s. I don't know anyone in this fucking room that can look up and go, yeah, I was infallible then.
Right, right.
I mean, or I can't look back and say, I did something stupid.
No.
All I'm saying is, I'm not sticking up for Monica Lewinsky.
No, 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 no.
I'm truly playing like both sides. In reading this, that bullying, because she said something about when... that she was very suicidal, and that when the I can't imagine her not being.
Yeah,
I mean, they were looking at everything.
You're the butt of every single joke
yes,
in America.
Her
over
weight,
one
her
bad,
hair.
How
her...
many bad choices have we all made? And if you made one bad choice,
I'm not disagreeing with you, but she can't say that I was teased the fuck out of growing up for being fat. I was fat. I am fat. I was fat.
Stop it.
No. I shouldn't be the butt of every single person's joke because of that. But if you're going to call me fat, you know what? It's legitimate. Like, yes, you gave head in the Oval Office. So own it.
But
you shouldn't be the butt of everybody's joke.
But she hasn't.
You shouldn't be the butt of everybody's joke. But I agree.
Now
and you shouldn't take responsibility for everything
she,
that's gone
she
wrong.
She sunk into the background. She did one
but
interview.
But I think she did take responsibility.
She honestly did. She tried to have a little career.
Yes.
Her response was, and the crazy thing about this was, is that her initial response was to the guy in 2010 that committed suicide after...
Tyler Clemente.
After the friends,
yes.
After the two people made a prank and got his first sexual
right.
encounter
yeah,
caught on
yeah,
tape,
yeah.
and he committed suicide.
That's
and
right.
her thing was, I understand where this guy is coming
yep.
from.
Yes.
Taking something personal and making the butt of every
That's
joke
right.
is a real thing. And then recently it came out again with Hillary.
Yep.
Right, she didn't write a book, but she finally came out and said her thoughts on Monica Lewinsky. So it took a while, but Monica
Wait a minute. Hillary did?
Yeah, Hillary
I didn't
did.
See that.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a couple. It's old news. And that's the whole
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
This is
I
not a
never...
victim. This is not someone playing a victim card speaking
no,
up.
No, I don't think she
this
is.
This is
no.
in response to Hillary's
right.
talking about the affair and all that. And Hillary came out and said what she thought about that woman and how betrayed and how she thought the monster in the story was Monica Lewinsky. And then she realized that it was her husband and
yeah.
she had to make... So
good.
She talked
good.
About her thing. So then,
equally monstrous.
So then you have this person that once again is the part, and there was it was a few months ago, and when it was the talk of the thing, like, does the Republican Party pick up on this? And all the pundits were like, "Do not go here again. Like, don't do this." Hillary Clinton has her own record. We can say Benghazi 150 times and
right,
blame
right,
her,
right.
which is what
Keep
they're
saying,
which
saying.
Is what every
yep.
Republican's right. going to run on. Is
right.
just going to
right,
say Benghazi
right, right.
anytime a question gets too hard.
Yeah, right.
So that's where that went, and then Monica Lewinsky finally took her time. And there is a little bit of a delay. And if you're not witching, you know what I mean. And there was a flight that was missing, and a bridge gate that happened, and other things. That
Are you
happened.
Talking about that flight?
Right.
It was in that vagina.
But seriously, if you watch MSNBC, they have been on
Found
bridge
it.
Gate just as hard.
Right. Oh
like,
no,
they
you're
have,
right. You're right.
Like you would have thought that you're bridge right. got lost in the South
seriously.
Indian Ocean.
Seriously.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things where she had a very calculated response today, just saying it was consensual. I am not he is not a predator and it's not this, but I did feel abused.
I have to tell you, I don't remember anything. And in reading this, and I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying in reading this, they're talking about in these two articles that I printed out for tonight, it was talking about, it being a calculated time for her to suddenly come mm-hmm. out and discuss this stuff, not about
no,
Hillary it, said blah blah blah.
And Hillary said it might have been February or March. It's been yeah. it literally
it
has been
I know,
like 8 weeks.
In here, it doesn't talk about
right,
it.
And
which
then,
is
and
weird.
There's some political strategists working with Hillary.
That's right.
To time this perfectly to where it dies down enough before
right. you want all
right.
the hurrahs going on now, so that in 2016 this shit's done.
Right. Right. Right.
Right.
And I agree. I'm just saying, I thought it was very interesting that all of a sudden here Monica comes out.
Yeah, but look up Hillary Clinton addresses Monica Lewinsky because
yeah.
it's not that old. Maybe March.
Because her big thing now is Lewinsky continues, I myself deeply regret what happened between me and President Clinton. Let me say it again. I, period, myself, period, deeply, period, regret, period, what, period, happened, period. And then
PMS
it says,
jokes aren't funny.
Nope, not
period.
At all. Not at all. It says, I think you meant Bill Clinton all over my gown, because they always talk about the fact that that he came on her.
Good on her that it wasn't her that stained her dress. It was him.
It was him, and that's her big change in wanting to say that instead of it was Lewinsky'd,
mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That it's Lewinsky's desire to defend herself against Hillary Clinton's year-old criticisms. First time seeing this, I'm sorry. That seem to have motivated the piece. She is staking out ground before Clinton runs for president, if indeed she will. Should I put my life on hold for another 8 to 10 years, Lewinsky asks. Her new mission appears to be defending young people shamed on the internet, like Tyler Clemente, the Rutgers student who committed suicide. But that was, I didn't read that whole thing. Yeah, I skipped over that Hillary part.
And Hillary, and I didn't think it was a year ago. I thought it was much sooner than that. Yeah. But the funny thing is that the conservative pundits are all saying to the people running, like, do not turn this into another attack on women. Like, it doesn't matter where you go with this. The wife cuckolded. Or
I appreciate that. I do like that.
Or the girl who was just caught up in the power of the office and had an exciting affair that went all wrong and got everywhere. Like, there's no way to not come off as bashing women. So the Republicans are like, and today, as we get to this, I think we're like...
You have a great manicure.
Thank you. I wanted to see it.
Yeah. I think we're 45 minutes away from...
No.
The time frame goes the other way. So North Carolina is where they're trying to defeat the Tea Party today. The primary today is if the Republican...
Keep going. It's a B.
Asians. Uh-huh.
Cunt.
If the Republicans, old school conservatives, if the stronghold, whatever, I can't think of what the word is.
Bastards.
No. But nope. if the Republican, the old party, the old Republican Party can hold off the Tea Party in North Carolina because they know if this Tea Party guy wins the primary, they will lose the Senate race in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So now the Republicans are trying very hard to defeat that. They're going against, they're fighting the Tea Party and bringing all kinds of money. And North Carolina is establishment. The Republican establishment is trying to defeat the Tea Party, say, and it finished hours ago. And Tyler's in Tennessee. So if somebody in the East Coast could tell us how that guy did, because we kind of want the Tea Party guy to win because he's so fucking nuts, he can't win the general election.
Just to let you know, Minnesota passed legalization of marijuana.
Really?
They did. Tonight.
State number three.
I didn't even know that was on the ballot tonight.
Yeah,
Illinois is doing the math because they're so.
Do you want to talk
so,
about Asians again, Cleve?
No.
Illinois is so
or
broke.
Anything else?
Illinois is so broke, and the inner cities are so poor, and they're spending so much money fighting pot related crimes that Illinois is trying to fast track legalizing marijuana because they want the tax revenue.
That shit, you have such a fucking surplus for God's sake.
Yeah, but Illinois, I mean, remember how long they took to make gay marriage? Yeah, and I still don't know how that turned out. I still don't know if Illinois.
You're right. Okay, so I'll look it up right now.
Only there was a way to look it up.
It's
10 in front of 10. We have about 10 minutes left to go in the show, and we actually do have to end at 10 o'clock tonight, so we're going to go into this segment right now.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Hi, Meow Cal.
Thank you, Meow Cal, for GOP establishment. Jesus Christ.
Good.
All the big words I'm whipping out, and I can't find the word goddamn establishment. Okay, Marnie Reiner.
Or however I self-identify. Because that's not my name.
All right, so...
I'm trying to make it stop making noise.
Well, then quit touching it.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm doing it again. It's going to work, babe.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shiny, happy people.
Holding hands.
So if this is one of those weird philosophy questions. If we learn from mistakes, and I think we do. Philosophical questions. If we learn from mistakes, then why are we so afraid to make them? Like what?
Oh, because you know how much it hurts. You make a mistake and you don't realize it going in, obviously, that first time. But seriously, after you make one, is it really a mistake again?
That's a true story.
Right. Is Monica going to go down on Hillary now, too?
Yeah.
I mean, really. Did she learn a lesson the first time?
That's really
fucking smart of her. God bless Hillary. I mean, Monica. Both. No, but I mean, really, I think, if you've made a mistake and then you make another...
Along the same line.
Well, that means you're not learning from your mistakes. Then, correct. Then you're not following parts one of the question.
Parts A and B.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because it hurts too much.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want the question asked
again? No. Stop it. There was no subtitle. I'm up to speed.
Got it. Good.
Nothing to read.
just checking.
Yeah. Because regardless of how much you can learn from a mistake, there's still shame associated with it. And shame. I don't think there's... Let me put it in perspective, right? I was married once. I was divorced once. And getting married was the mistake. Getting divorced was a good decision.
Wow.
But there was still shame associated with getting a divorce, even though I learned from it.
Right,
and even
though
it was the best decision for me possible, I was embarrassed as hell. And I was consumed with shame.
To you,
because I was a failure. Because I come from parents who are still married. I come from grandparents on both sides who were married forever and ever. I was ashamed of the choice that I had made, and admitting that I fucked up was hard. And even though I learned from it and I will never make the mistake to settle again, still haven't. This one settled enough.
I have a follow-up question for you then after we get our
I was ashamed, regardless of how much I learned, regardless of how much good came out of it. It was shame is the biggest word that I associate with mistakes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. McKee?
I'm going to go
along.
He's
writing on the question.
No, I am, because I don't want to forget it. I was thinking, it's I think shame obviously falls into it, because you don't want to ever appear to have, I mean, if you can at all help it, you don't want to appear to have made a mistake. You don't want to appear to have been wrong.
Right.
And so many people are proud of the fact that they're not. Now, I go back to what you were saying. If you make a repeated mistake, or if you make it more that you don't learn from it,
then you're just an idiot. Mistake.
You're an idiot, or
you're a repedophile.
But what isn't?
I like it.
Well, a repedophile, is that like frustrated? That's my word for
like
it. Frustrated.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So yeah, that would be my my guess. I mean, because there are many things that I've done business wise, personal wise, that I'll never do again, because. First of all, and it also changes as you get older, because you realize, fuck this.
You're right.
I don't have time to deal with your shit.
Right. Yep.
I want to eliminate all this right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I can go home and be quiet as opposed to being with you idiots.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Perky.
Perky. I think that.
I think this goes to, that was my mom's nickname.
That's
no,
adorable.
I didn't know that.
And she was Perky Perkins.
I like it.
I think it goes along with being fearless, and how as you get that's how I read this question is like when you're younger, you're just fearless and you just jump into everything. Mm-hmm. You make the mistake, you fuck up, you learn from it, you don't do it again, and then eventually when you get to like the elderly ground ages, it's not even worth a jump anymore, because you know what I mean? Like, I know where this one's gonna fall and this one's gonna fall. Mm-hmm. So the lesson is, yes, I'm a little bit wiser, but I'm also like, I don't have that fearlessness that I envy in youth of like, sure, let's try to open this business and just do this for no fucking reason.
Sure.
If it doesn't work, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Like, we'll recover, but then you're like, oh, no.
I'm too old for that.
Right.
I mean, how many times
my life savings
that?
Is what I've got left,
right,
and I have to, yeah.
Too old for
yeah,
that.
So that's, I mean, I think that's what that question turns into, is you learn from your mistakes, but then you're just not willing, sometimes you stop being willing to try, and you end up losing that fearlessness, mm-hmm. but you also lose that sense of immortality.
Yeah.
From when you were younger, and that's a good thing, because you're not immortal.
Right.
You have that feeling for a long time until you find out, no, that's not.
The end is coming, the end is coming.
Yeah, but I don't know that because I truly have been thinking about that a lot, which you don't know. But recently, I mean, the idea that, you
mistakes?
Know, when we're little, but that when we're little or younger or whatever, that we're invincible. I don't want to feel invincible at 44, but I do want spontaneity. And without spontaneity in my life, it's like, you know, am I alive? And so, but there's a piece of spontaneity that says, I'll jump off the roof into the pool. No, I won't.
But I've seen Daniel Tosh. I've seen Tosh.0 and watched that bitch break her ankle.
Right. Yeah. Sure. No, but I mean, back in the day, we lived in a house that it was like, okay, and I got up on that roof. I was 20.
You got up on a roof?
I did. When wow. I was
she got up on her own roof like 2 years ago.
I know, but now, Clayton, I'm good with it. It okay. has to be right level. But getting up on that, no, that freaked me out. But I was 20 years old, and I'm like, I'm invincible, and I can do this. Right.
But because at this
and
point,
then I almost shit myself trying to. I'm like, okay, how do I get back down?
I jumped off a cliff in Greece.
Oh, no, hell no.
When I was 18 years old. And now I'd be like, is somebody high?
But it's because at this point we know what we have to lose, right? We know what we have to lose. We know what comes on the other side of not making stupid decisions.
Is that the part of it?
Yeah. My my follow-up question to you in regards to mistakes made.
Being a divorcee?
Yeah. No, you know, it's bigger than it's bigger than that.
Okay.
The question is, were you more concerned with
easy answer.
Let me ask the question. Yep. Don't read ahead.
I won't read ahead.
This is a Nancy Drew mystery.
He always says that to me.
Choose your own ending.
Well, so you're the cunt in this story.
No, because I just want everybody out there who doesn't know you, because there are people who don't. I mean, I may know this, but which was bigger for you? Was it the embarrassment that you got into a marriage that you never should have got in because he was not the person that he should have been, or that you should have been with? Or was the bigger fear of the, I'm not even going in this direction. I was married to a man, and surprise, mom and dad, I'm going over here.
You know what's funny is that my biggest fear with all of it was disappointing my parents, and disappointing my parents had nothing to do with being with someone of the same sex. Disappointing my parents was the fact that they were still married and that I failed a marriage. It had nothing to do with Richard. It had nothing to do with being in love with a chick. It had to do with the fact that I failed at something that they were successful in doing.
Oh, wow.
And my parents
really fucked up.
So was the and I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't want to
feel free.
Was the coming out, if you want to even use that term for you, was that nothing?
That's a piece of fucking cake. That was Are you easy. Kidding me? Okay. Oh my God. And my mom, yeah. My mom and I, a year before this happened, we were talking about how sexuality is a spectrum and how I was in the middle of it and how I mean, yeah, that was easy. But I have phenomenal parents who are accepting and loving, and they were happy I was getting out of an unhappy marriage, and they're thrilled that I'm with somebody who loves me the way that
then that's
loves me.
That really is fantastic.
I'm a lucky girl.
That's a fantastic thing.
As am I.
No, mean, no, and I, there, and
no,
I agree.
Being in that me relationship, too. You're a here, lucky here, girl
sister.
Too.
Here, here, I know. Cunt. Yeah. Drink, bitches, drink.
We're all just lucky as a fucking
my
lark.
My wine is gone.
may I very, very quickly?
Quickly, yeah. Yes.
Okay. May I adjust?
So, super quickly, I want to know what the definition of family is to you.
I thought we'd already talked about this, but we can do it again.
We're going to do it again because I have a new weekend. What is the definition of family to you?
Family is whoever you include in your story. Like, it's whoever is part of the story that you tell. And it's your chosen family after a while. Like, That's easy.
Yeah, I agree with him wholeheartedly.
What about how family might look at it as a follow-up question? So I'm conflicted because of, like, you know, you go and I have my family. I have the Ryer family. And now I have the other family. So no, that's what I'm asking.
It's all just mixed into family.
Because you guys are family.
Right. It's just all mixed into family. Yeah. Yeah. I've chosen mine. There's some that I was born to. There was some that came along. There's some that lived down the street. But they've all made it into family. Like, that's all that I include all of them. They get all the neurosis. I don't hold anything back. Like, it's all the people that... Mm-hmm. And you have the family fights. You have the people like, and that's how you know they're families, when they annoy the shit out of you, but you still love them.
Right.
Because if they weren't family and they annoyed the shit out of you, you'd walk away.
Right. I'm done. You agree?
Yeah, I do really agree. Same thing. Same song.
Same song.
But it's and what I like about it is the members of my family that I choose to keep around, which is very, very few.
Congratulations to Mike, by the way.
Like, Mike
got engaged?
Didn't know. Thanks for updating me on my family.
Are you kidding?
How did you find that out?
On Facebook.
Didn't know.
There you have it.
Good for that is good
that's
news.
That's exciting.
Tim. That's hugely different.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Anyway, so as I'm trying to tell you how I'm close to family members,
like Michael. Right now.
In related news. So Michael, his mom Susie, My mom, I don't really keep a lot of family close anymore, but sure. Those,
that's a lot of March 29th birthdays.
Those that I do, could give two winks about, like, my Aunt Susie was here at my 40th birthday roast.
Yeah.
Like, she so was glad wonderful. To be here for that. So, yeah. they embrace, or though they're not here, but like they accept the people that are part of my world. Sure. I mean, they listen to this show. So they get a kick Susan. Out of.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this right now, but I'm saying, you know, they do. They know about it. They like things we post on Facebook, and it's mm-hmm. you know, my aunt even liked the post about the fact that Michael and I are not dating.
That's
we're
so
roommates
funny.
For God's sake. So I just think that's all great. But they do realize that, you know, when I moved out here, I chose an entire new world. I chose an entire new family. Though my mom was already here, but yeah, it's all who you pick. I mean, you two have been in my world like really the longest of about anybody.
That was my point. Like, it was one of those things that you're my brother. And in looking at that, Jason Covert, my brother. And when I look at those kind of things, I all of a sudden I'm in New York, New Jersey at my brother's wedding. Like, truly, my blood, half blood kind of thing.
I don't throw out the labels that much. I just know the feeling. I don't worry so much about.
I agree. And I agree with that.
Like, I will never call anyone my mother. Like, right. I will never call someone mom, and I don't call anybody grandma. You're not my grandma.
Yeah.
But I consider you family. I love you very much. I will call you by whatever, like, honorific is appropriate here, but it's not going to be.
Like, having an aunt, whoever. No, she's not an aunt.
Right.
He does that.
Like,
back home,
and
he
there
had
are
those
people,
ladies.
But that was because I was taught that. I would never adopt that later. It's because that's what I was taught to call someone an aunt.
Sure.
But it's like, you're not my aunt. I'm not going to start, like, that to suddenly, me is where it gets weird. That's where it starts to blur the lines. Like, right.
It becomes interesting.
Uh-huh.
This weekend was interesting. Anyway, digress.
But I do, and I do, with that, I just keep free of labels.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just hurts people's feelings. It gets people worried and weird.
The only label that I will not attach to any other human being is dad.
Uh-huh.
Ever.
And I would hope mom.
Well, easy. Correct. Yeah. But I mean, like, as far as right now in my life, dad. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Aaron, you got to chime in on this? Have you done it?
Well, at the end. Marnie has a plaque up in her house that says, friends are the family you choose.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And that resounds in my head. And I, when I think of my family, I think of my immediate family. No offense to my extended family, but my brother and sister are kind of the most awesome people in the whole world. And I'm fucking lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky with my extended family, which the people I choose. So, the end.
Very true.
DC all fine, the end. There's that.
Thanks.
Cunt. That's a word.
No. Still a lot of wine. This fucking popcorn's going strong.
I'm telling you, boom chicka boom.
I'm going strong.
There you go. Oh, we'll go. It is the end of hour three. Thank you for joining us. My name is Clayton McKee, sitting alongside Aaron Henderson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. We round out the cast for tonight's show. Katie June will hopefully be with us if her daughter is well. She'll be back with us next Tuesday. Don't forget, there's no show on the 20th of this month. You have the week off to figure out something else to do with your time.
But come right back after.
Yes, do come right back after.
Not you, darling.
It'd be good. As we do each and every week, we will leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America.